say again?
No.
CMIL.
Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome you out to Fox High School tonight on KREI, and thanks so much for joining us in our first week of the high school football season right here on Super Talk 800. Luke Bell alongside I'm Chad Speaker, the third member of our team this year, Nick Hobbs. He'll run and operate our game back in the studio all week.
Hotel in Potosi and the UPS store in Festus as we get set for this one here in just a couple of
long. And the Farmington Knights going against the Fox Warriors tonight. Farmington with a 6-6 mark last year, marked improvement from the season before. Fox much the same. They went 4-6 2 years ago, but 8-3 last year. Both of these squads advancing to their district championship game. Both of them lost very good players, but the majority of their players are back. Luke, I think we're in for a good one tonight.
Yeah, we hope we sure are, and I tell you what, it's always fun here at the beginning of the year.
Still 10 passing yards last year and about 800 rushing yards. They have a couple different guys that go between receiver and
running. Dog days of August right now, but it's football season right now.
Well, the Fox campus of beauty, the band is pretty darn good. We heard the national anthem. They really liked their football team last year as well. They'll be keyed by Tony Bassoni, an all-state safety who can do some damage as quarterback as well, but they'll use him as a slash player as he'll go out to a wide out and run the ball a little bit. For the Farmington Knights, many of their skill players back, but it's a new trigger man, Cody Friedmeier. Luke. Seen Cody Friedmeier back not only last year, but even the year before, demonstrate that he's a very capable running quarterback. He's a guy that seems to fit into this option attack pretty well. Perhaps what we are yet to find out is when he's under fire, can he deliver the ball on time to his receiver?
Definitely a test for Cody tonight. And I'll tell you what, we've seen a little bit of him. We know he's an athletic kid. He can get out there and make some plays. How well will he do passing in the pocket? He's got some big shoes to fill there for Bisbark, but we'll see tonight.
All right, we'll hear from both coaches coming up. We'll have a chat with Eric Kruby and also Brent Tinker, head man for the Fox Warriors. We'll do that after this. 1 minute timeout right here on Super Talk 800 KREI.
End up in the Hall of Fame.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
It's the Fox Warriors, Farmington Knights, a couple of teams improved from last year, feeling the bump, feeling the wave from last year. Let's talk about Fox. I want to ask you about Pisoni. They use him a little bit like a slash. What's the best way? What have you designed to defend this guy?
Well, we're just going to make sure that on offense, when they're on offense, I should say, and we're on defense, we're going to get multiple people to his level of the option. You know, you've got to be disciplined and level sound in defending the option. We're going to make that we've got multiple people running to his level or his phase of the option.
So much spread, but your defense gets to see the option every day at your own practice. Does that help?
Well, that's one of the benefits is now we do get to see it more than you normally would, and so it does help you in preparation for a game like this.
All right, offense, defense, what do you think about special teams? You lost your big gun on special teams from last year. How's that looking for you?
Got some young guys that need to step up. I'll just put it that way. We've got kids that are in positions that maybe they won't. and in years past, and it's their opportunity to step up and show what we can do, and we got confidence in them, and just need to go ahead and take care of business. Have fun. Thank you.
All right, Groupie, join us on pregame. Back with more after this.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel, Farm.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Farmington winning the toss, and Farmington elected to defer to the second half, so the Knights will be kicking off from our right to our left to the Fox Warriors. Kicking off for these Knights, new kicker Parker Hastings. He boots it with the left foot, and it's a pop-up kick, kind of a wedge shot down to the 20-yard line, and that's where Fox will take it, moving left to right. As Luke and I look at and watch it, Caleb Hill rushing it out across the 30, far hash marks over to the sideline at the 36, and that's where Fox will start this possession. Fox the first and 10 to start this out after the pop-up kickoff. The center is Dalton Kayshofer. The guards are Nathan Rotan and Colton Barshevsky. Drew Neese and Mace and Lattimore, the tackles. The quarterback is Tony Pasoni. He'll have Caleb Hill, that return man, and Bob Nyberg in the running back positions behind him. Chase Waters, the starting tight end, and Cole Elwood is the split end. We'll meet the Farmington defense coming up in just a moment. Carson Gross is going to be split wide to the left side as we start this ball game out. And a big man is Nyberg in the backfield with a split backfield. Pasoni under center. Pasoni hands it off. And the Farmington defense meets the running back in the hole. And Kyle Darden goes down after about a four-yard gain. So pretty good push by the boys up front to get a little bit of running room on play number one.
Yeah, just straight up the middle there, and got a nice push there. See a lot of shifting going on in the Farmington defense. They really are playing with Tony and his athletic abilities as a defensive end for the first time.
Charles Cook, the starting nose for the night. Chase Fishbeck is the sword, the tackle position. Cody Friedmeier, Alex Greco are the ends. The man in the middle is Austin Gafias. He's playing to the linebacker position by Tanner Murphy and Gavin Duncan. Pasoni breaks the tackle. He's loose along the right side of the 40. It's a foot race to the 30. It's finally driven out of bounds by Tanner Murphy. And that's the first down of the game on a big gainer by Pasoni as he rips off a 27-yard gain. They knew this kid would be dangerous. And not only is running Luke just playmaking, the way he operates that option attack, and the first and 10 brought to us by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time.
We knew this kid was dangerous. Had 11 rushing touchdowns in the season last year, and if he was to be strong, he's going to have a great season.
Starting secondary for the night, Brett Miller, Braden Moon are the corners, Tyson Graham, Appen Westbrook are the safeties. The Stoney gives it to the first man through this time, and it's Duncan holding on, but a good line surge once again, and Bob Nyberg grabs it and just pushes forward for a 4-yard gainer. Pretty good power gain by Fox out of the gate.
Yeah, bringing the right two Farmingtoners to play a little smash-mouth football. That's what they go on. And tell you what, Farmington right now, kind of holding the ground.
Farmington going to have to muffle up in that line, hold that line of scrimmage. Second and six. In the backfield is Darden and Nyberg. Stoney operating the offense. The tight end to his left and right. He's got a wide out there as well. Stoney keeps, and he's knocked down right at the line of scrimmage on a nice play by Gavin Duncan, the outside backer. First through, and he throws him for a 1-yard loss.
First positive play we've seen for the Farmington defense. Right now, Gavin Duncan, he's a senior this year. We've seen this kid play a lot on the varsity over the last 2 or 3 years. It's time to shine now.
Played with a lot of injuries, Luke, last year. Toughed it out. He can keep healthy. He'll be a good two-way player for Farmington, also as a running back this year. So it's a 3rd and 7 for the Fox Ball Club. Here's Pasoni. Pasoni last year only threw 46 passes. He's going to hand it off this time, and the Farmington defensive front gets another good push right there. Charles Cook, Chase Fishback, and company do a tremendous job that time, and they stuffed Nyberg for a yard loss.
There you go, Chase Fishback, the He's going to be the anchor on the middle of this defensive line. We've been seeing a lot of great plays out of him last year. Farmington finally started to settle down a little bit and made some nice plays there.
Fox is set up to go for it on 4th and 7. The officials call it. Looks like a timeout for a helmet issue for Farmington. They get that helmet all buckled up for Tanner Murphy. And, well, the Knights are going to have to buckle up. They're going to try to turn Fox away. 4th and 7. The line of scrimmage is the 26-yard line of the Knights. As Fox is on the mark, Sassoni back to pass, rolling to his right, under a little bit of pressure. Duncan grabs him. Here's the pass, and it's thrown down to the ground. And the hurry by Duncan right there, Luke. Big defensive stop for these Knights.
It was. It was a great, great play there. Gavin Duncan put pressure on Sassoni, flushed him out of the pocket there. Had to throw a bad ball into the turf there. Farmington got over the three-game hitters there and finally settled down on defense.
Well, that line kind of got blown off the ball in the first few plays, but it seemed like they gained a little traction and held pretty tough. So Farmington will bring their offense out. Tanner Murphy is the center. He's flanked by Charles Cook and Alex Stacey, the guard. Aaron Wilson and Chase Fishbeck are the tackles. Cody Friedmeier comes down under center.
Bottom of the crossbar a little bit, but it got over, so the extra point is good. Owensville up 7-0, 8:54 first quarter. This is high school football on J98. Who got that first run? Second one?
Complete, and that will save Luke not only from a 3-yard loss, but what could have been a costly turnover on the very first play from scrimmage this year.
Yeah, Cody, not a lot of experience in the quarterback position on the varsity level. Maybe just trying to do too much there, and it could have been a costly turnover. I think it was going to be a pitch. He happened just to throw it forward.
Looks like Landon Wilson, Joey Johnson getting some push on that defensive front. Kyle Garden, the outside backer. Max Klug also on the defensive line is Caleb Hill. And Garden, the outside backers, DeMontic, Monty, and Nathan Rotan are the backers inside. Carson Gross and Cole Elwood, the corners. Tony Pathonian and Gavin McGinnis are the safeties. Now here's a quick pass over to the right side and a completion to Alex Greco. Greco pushes it across the line of scrimmage. And it's good for just about a 3-yard gain. Just a little quick pop pass out there to the outside. Friedmeier completes it to Greco for 3.
Friedmeier, nice shot. Quick drop there. And had a nice strong arm. Throws the sideline there. Greco makes the catch. Picks up a little bit of yards. Makes the third down a little bit more manageable.
Third and 6. It'll be Friedmeier and company. Wide receiver to the left side is Greco. And they'll run a man in the slot right there as well as Friedmeier rolls to his left. Throws a duck, but a good catch right there. That time by Moon. And Luke, that thing really had a lot of wobble on it. But I'll tell you what, Moon went after that thing and hauled it in for an 8-yard first down for the Knights.
Yeah. Moon playing the slot receiver on the right side of the formation, came across the field there, made a diving catch. He was making athletic plays last year. You know, I keep saying a lot of these guys, but I tell you what, that experience is helping out right now.
Sure is. A nice completion right there for the first down. A first down brought to us by Caldwell Baker, Holdy Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. A late pitch by Friedmeier this time, and another dangerous play as Westbrook breaks 3 tackles to gain 3 yards, but Luke, there's a flag on the far side of the field. It was an early one. We'll see what they sort out here with Friedmeier. He has been very dangerous with those pitches here early on.
Sure is. He's got to be a little bit more disciplined on that. I know he's trying to make things happen out there, but he's gotten away with it twice already. I don't know if the third time's going to count.
Illegal shifts by Farmington, and so this will set them back 5 yards. First penalty of the ball game against either side. So we talked about Alex Greco and Braden Moon. What's happened to Westbrook as the wide receivers and the squats there? Cody Wright, we'll see Brett Miller, we'll see some Tyson Gray, who I think is going to be a tremendous football player for this team. He's a 6'3", 210-pound sophomore. He can run, he can hit. So the Knights shoot back 5 yards, and it'll be a 1st and 15 rather than a 2nd and 7. Farmington huddling close to that line of scrimmage. Their first possession of this ball game, 8:07 and counting down in our first quarter. The Farmington Knights in their road white uniforms with the black numbers and letters. More on that coming up. Friedmeier down under center. And he hands it off to the first man through now. Pulls it. Friedmeier stops and he goes. Ducks down. Flashes through. He gains 3 yards. A lot going on for a 3-yard game.
There was. And Friedmeier made the best decision there. He wanted to pitch it again. Almost saw a dangerous pitch. Held on to it. Was able to pick up about 3 yards. Good decision by Cody there.
Well, Luke, we're happy to follow the Knights again this year, but we're even more happy to follow them on the road with their new jersey.
They are. We won't have to go to the eye doctor after every game anymore. The strain we put on our vision.
Farmington used to have white jerseys with light bold numbers and no outlines. They've got the heavy black lettering on there this year. We love it. Tyson Gray is the tight end off to the left side on a second and 12. Duncan, the running back, spins to the right. Friedmeier's under center. Marks it out. He's going to roll to the right side. Has Westbrook shallow. Has him there. Westbrook grabs it. Dives over a would-be tackler. And he picks up 11 yards. Tappan has been a player that has figured in this lineup really all 4 years, Luke. And we've seen him play as a little player. And then last year, we saw him play as still a little player. He never really grows a lot, but he will stick in the kitchen flat play.
Oh, he sure is. He's one of the toughest guys out on the field right there. Grabs the ball and chucks ahead for 11 yards. Going to be third and short here. Tell you what, nice play there by Farmington offense.
Friedmeier is 3 for 4 for 23 yards. It brings up a third and short. Duncan, they really feel very good about him as a short yardage back. Gavin is 5'11 and 195 pounds. Friedmeier pretty tough from the quarterback spot as well. Fox is going to load that box. And here's Duncan swimming through for a first down. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate. There's some real estate. How about a 4 yard gain? Farmington into Fox territory.
Nice play there, Gavin Duncan. Paul makes some big plays on the defensive series, the previous defensive series, right there, picking up a big first down. Gets over to Fox.
If they can establish Duncan, and I'm talking this week, next week, any week, Luke, that will set up Donovan Howard on the outside, who can really get out and shoot.
Yeah, we like still Donovan Howard makes some nice plays on special teams last year and even a few on the offense there. I think they like what they're seeing back there.
Miller's in the slot to the left side. Motion man is moving. There's the pitch to him. He's looking for a hole. Not much there. Called forward for maybe a yard. And a good play by defensive end Landon Wilson, who runs pretty good laterally for a 220-pound dude.
He sure does. And that big guy's up there on that Fox run.
Moon was just a yard. This brings up a second and 9. Fox tick, 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 5:50. Remaining in this first half. Thanks so much for joining us on AM 800 KREI tonight. Your voice for Farmington football. Friedmeier down under center, second and 9. Friedmeier looks to the right. Now comes Zach over the middle, throws it in heavy traffic. There's a battle for the football, and it's won by Moon. It was Moon almost surrounded by a double-team, Luke, and he catches it for a 7-yard gain. He's had 2 tremendous catches so far.
It sure has, and I just goes right in up there in traffic. Freed it in with his hands, doesn't let the ball hit it. Head there. Great catch by Braden Moon.
Here's Friedmeier down under center. That's a hard count, my friends. And I think that drew Fox off the ball and into Farmington territory. The officials are going to talk it out, see which side jumped first. But from this vantage point anyway, like a pretty good hard count by Friedmeier.
Sure, you see some of the Farmington guys clapping. So it'll be a first down for Farmington.
And it is indeed the offside for Fox. We invite you to go online all night long and every Friday night for our live scoreboard brought to us by Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America. The way you want to live, go to FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. We'll be updating that scoreboard from all the area games all night and every night of football season. The timeout on the field now, the officials time out for a water break. We'll take it with them. 5:10 remaining in the first quarter. No score. Farmington and Fox, the Knights have a couple of first downs, and they're in Fox territory. We're back after this limited pause right here on KREI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
247fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
And they're in Fox. Here, their first possession of the ball game. 5:10 remaining in the first. Farmington holding Fox on downs in Farmington territory. The Warriors started with the football. Miller and Greco split wide to the left. It's Moon off to the right side. That's Duncan in the backfield. They will fake it to Duncan. Friedmeier keeps, breaks the tackle, falls forward. And pretty nice piece of running by Mr. Friedmeier right there on a 7-yard pickup, Luke Bell.
Sure is. And they were Cody Friedmeier settling down a little bit after a few kind of carry plays there at the beginning. A bad fumble that kind of went the other way. And they were really selling those fakes and running this option offense pretty well.
Looked a little nervy for a little bit, didn't he? But he does look good now. Tyson Gray checks in. Here's a good target. 6'2", 6'3", 210, 215 pounds. Held on the tight end spot to the right side. There's Westbrook as a wing on the left. Boom the wing to the right side. And Greco's the split man way over there on the right. They fake it to Duncan. They're going to look deep. But Friedmeier is pounded down in the backfield. There's Landon Wilson again. And he throws Friedmeier for an 8-yard loss.
Landon Wilson out there, number 99. Looks like Aaron Donald, the old St. Louis Rams, play with this kid's big, fast, and he's strong. Came up and catching passes in the pregame. Him on offense as well.
That's his second tackle for a loss, Luke, and his first sack. Landon, the 6'2", 220-pound junior. This kid's a football player. Boy, he can move.
He looks like 220 pounds of solid muscle out there.
He does. Boy. The Knights are driving right into the sun, which means they're also driving right into I-55. Third and 10. Friedmeier under center, under pressure again. Going to roll to the right side now as he reverses field. Friedmeier takes it back down to the 31. And, Luke, it's not going to be enough for a first down, but it might be enough for Farmington to consider going for it here on the gain of 6.
Yeah, anyway, Corey Friedmeier, nice job of making something out of nothing on that play. But guess who brought him down? Again, that was Landon Wilson. Brought him down from the right side in, chased him all the way across the field.
The Knights have a 4th and 4, and they'll come down under center to go for this thing. Friedmeier going to come under center. He's got Duncan behind him. He's got Greco over to his left along with Moon. Barks it out, rolls to the left, looking for a wide receiver. Wants to throw on the run, now ducks it. He's going to rush it and fumble it. He had enough for a first down, but he fumbled it on a little tap from behind, and Fox picks it up on the turnover, and Nathan Rotan grabbed a hold of it. Pretty good decision-making by Friedmeier early. Gains 8 yards and enough for a first down, but cops it up. And so both of these teams, Luke, drive into their opponent's territory. Farmington defense holds on down, and the Warriors defense turning over to these Knights.
I got to see both sides of the field there in the first quarter here, and like I said, both defenses kind of bending but not breaking.
Tony Pathoni will bring the troops back out. 2:47 remaining in the first frame. No score as of yet. This is a Fox defense, Luke, that allowed 14.7 points per game last year. They were stingy. Tony's got split backs back there, and he is shoved down by Duncan. Duncan, holy smokes, Luke. That's a crown collision, friends. Duncan beat his blocker. He beat the running back, and he shoved the whole thing back into the facility and threw the whole thing for a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, we talked about the size of the guys that pumped the box. Kevin Duncan is just going in there right now. He is really doing something out there, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with today.
Monster hit. That's our first crown collision of the game right there, friends. Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors. The customers bring their friends. Highway 67. Going up, farming. If you like this crown collision.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so it's a 2nd and 13. Great play by Duncan right there. He's been good on offense and defense so far. But Sony comes down in our center, and now a timeout on the field. And he wants to talk it over. It looks like the Warriors. 2:04 remaining in the first. No score. And we're back in a minute right here on AM 800. Hey, REI.
KP Automotive across from the police station in Farmington is your complete auto care center. Hi, folks. I'm Debbie Dietring. My brother and owner of KP Automotive, Kevin Probst, takes customer service to the highest standard. When you bring your vehicle in for any type of repair or maintenance, Kevin and his crew make sure your work is done professionally and at affordable rates. They really care about service and making sure you are satisfied. When you need complete auto care, remember KP Automotive at 2 North Main in Farmington or call 664-1311.
Many mortgage lenders sell the servicing rights to the loans they make. There's nothing wrong with that unless you have a loan problem. Then it can become a nightmare trying to reach a person who cares about your problem and, more importantly, is willing and able to work with you to solve that problem. At New Era Bank, we proudly state that we service the loans we make. Local people you can count on are here to help you if and when you have a need. That's what personalized customer service is all about. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fox, 2nd and 13 under center. Tony Pasoni, what a great name. Pasoni over to the left side, runs the QB keeper. He's tackled from behind by guess who? That's Duncan again.
Gavin Duncan really came to play. I tell you what, you tell the kids, put in the work in the offseason right now. He was a great player the last 2 years, but right now, shining in the first game already.
Really is. And Luke, we had such high hopes for him last year. We knew what kind of player he was after his sophomore year, and played really well last year, but had to battle through a lot of injuries, and boy, we can see tonight what he can do when he's healthy. So Pasoni and company looking at 3rd and 11. Pasoni comes down under center, once again the split backfield with Garden and Hill, and Pasoni runs into everybody in the backfield, the ball's loose, and the Knights have it! The Knights have it! They blew up the whole line, and then slammed in, and got it on the turnover, bursting through to grab a hold with Alex Stacy. Stacy, the beneficiary of just great line play with Cook and Stacy doing the work. Friedmeier, Greco out there. The whole thing collapsed. Knights blew it up. They get it on the turnover. 1st and 10, Farmington. They've got it at the Fox 10-yard line.
Nice shot there. Farmington, a little shaky at first at the beginning of this game, but I tell you what, so they settled down. They've been absolutely dominant right now, getting into the backfield of Fox.
Great job by the Knights. They get the ball on the turnover. The Fox 10-yard line. Friedmeier under center. Duncan right behind him. Let's see if the Knights play some power football here. They give it to Duncan. Duncan slammed down by Landon Wilson. We have seen two great defenders in this game so far, Luke, and they just met at the line of scrimmage, and that time Wilson wins it.
I tell you what, Wilson coming off the right end spot. Evan Duncan, he plays that outside linebacker so well as well. These guys just meeting head-to-head right there. That's good football.
That was a stone job at the line of scrimmage. Maybe they give Gavin a yard there. So Duncan, once again, the running back right behind the quarterback. Cody Wright runs the play to the right side. That's Tyson Gray way out on the island. It's a pitch way outside to Donovan Howard. Howard cuts back at the 5. Ducks inside. Fouls forward. 2-1. Did he get to the goal line? Not quite. But some pretty nifty feet by Donovan Howard. And I think Farmington Luke does have an opportunity to get a first down inside the 1. And we'll see what they do with the 6 here on a gain of 8.
Hey, what a wide pitch, like you said. Donovan Howard playing that left wing in that option. Wide pitch out there to him to give him some space. You know what that you can do with some open room.
So they are going to move the stick all the way inside of the 1-yard line. And it is a 1st and goal, Farmington. Duncan, the single setback. Great run by Donovan Howard the play before. He'll be the wing back to the right side. Friedmeier's under center, parks it out, runs a man in motion, keeps it, dives forward, stretches the ball to the end zone, and he's in! 6 points! Farmington Knights, Cody Friedmeier gets touchdown number 1 on the season, and with 31 seconds remaining in the first frame, the Farmington Knights convert the turnover into 6.
It was a way to capitalize there. Defense did the job. Farmington's offense put it in just 3 plays. Farmington really getting things going here in this first quarter after kind of a shaky start.
For those last 2 possessions, Luke, I think the battle in the trench is the battle of the line, won by the Knights because they blew up the play to cause the turnover, and then the Knights line does a nice job getting him enough room to punch it in for the score. Parker Hastings is on for the extra point. He swings that left boot up there and sends it through. Farmington 7 and Fox nothing. Half a minute to go, first frame. We're back after this 1 minute pause on KREI.
Who let the dogs out? Who? And who turned up the heat? Hey, David Sisson from Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. We're in the dog days of summer, and I want to help you beat the heat with deals that'll make you melt. This month, I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade to get into a cooler car. The deals are hot, but the AC is cold during our dog days of summer sale. We want to clear our lot before the summer's over, so I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value to trade in and up, even if you've been burned by credit in the past. I'll sweat the lenders out to get you approved. Come see me during our dog days of summer sale and get up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade, and we'll get you in a cooler car. Only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Want to really heat things up? Right now you can get no payments until fall on the new 2016 Ford models. Come see us soon before these hot offers end. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects trade allowance. Excludes sale price vehicle. See dealer for details.
Down and they lead it 7-0. Now Farmington to boot it away, kicking it off right to left. As Luke and I look at and describe the action to you, Parker Hastings kind of used his pitching wedge on his opening kickoff. We'll see what he does here with Estonian Gross, the deep end for Fox. And he kicks it high, and this one's much deeper. as Pasone grabs it at his own 6-yard line. Pasone can wiggle his way out of traffic, and he breaks one tackle, the tackle of Greco. Now he goes to the far sideline, and he's gliding. Sack stretches it into the midfield, crosses the 50-yard line, and tackles the Farmington 48. And you know the job of all the kickers, Luke, the last line of defense, and Parker Hastings did his job as he brought him down.
Sure did. I'll tell you what, showing us right there, Tony, what he can do with a little bit of space and get as dangerous. And there you go. That's two kickoffs there that looks like something could have happened there.
Well, tell us how the Knights scored, Luke.
Sure did. They recovered a fumble there. Fox turned it over in their own side of the field. Farmington had a short field to work with. Only took him three plays to punch it in. Cody Friedmeier jumping across the goal line. Farmington up 7-0.
And one of the key plays there, Donovan Howard, with a nice 8-yard gain. But for Fox, they've got the short field here with 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Nice defense, stopping them on downs and then forcing a turnover. Sony's under center. Gives it to his big back, Nybert. And Nybert is thrown down after just a 1-yard loss. Good job of the interior right there. And I believe that's Friedmeier going to work. That defensive end spot. Nice work by Cody and Tanner Murphy. Gets in there from that will position. Fox winds down 3-2-1. And we've come to the end of the first quarter of play. And Farmington leads Fox on the road to open the season 7-0. We're back with your second quarter on the other side of this. 1 minute pause on KREI.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale are proud to be sponsors of high school sports and wish the best to everyone participating in tonight's game. If you're thinking about building, remodeling, or have a special project in mind, stop by your local County Do It Centers. You'll find everything you need and more. Check out their updated paint department. Their Do It Best quality paint line is one of the fastest growing private brands in the industry. Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale will have what you're looking for, and they're proud to be sponsors of high school athletics.
Seven zip night. Let's break down the numbers for you now, and that's brought to us by Bloomsdale Bank, connecting with their customers since 1914. Farming tonight, that's 61 total yards, 29 total yards for Fox. Fox with 29 on the ground, none through the air. Farmington has split it up pretty evenly, 31 on the ground and 30 through the air. But Stoney trying to pick up some yards through the air right here as he launches this one over along that far sideline. And that's Teddy Bankhead going to work over there. Starting corners, we saw quite a bit of experience, Luke, over the last few years, especially Braden Moon, Brett Miller as well. But there's Bankhead, the sophomore. They trust him out on the island right there. And now, first time up, gets the job done.
Well, we've seen a lot of underclassmen, sophomores, like you said, help fill that depth chart out. Get a lot of two-way players in the team, especially here in early August. You think about fatigue and stuff. You have to have some younger guys step up.
That might be his favorite thing about this team is the depth. You see a new wide receiver into the ball game. It's Josh Shoemaker, split wide to the right side. It's tough to Sony. Tries to ride his fullback through the middle. Then he's tackled. The ball did break free, but I think they're going to go ahead and count him down before that fumble happened. And a nice job breaking through the line. It's Alex Stacey again. And then also knifing in, I believe from that corner spot, was Alex Greco from the defensive end spot. I beg your pardon. He's a 5'9", 160-pound defensive end. That's why I thought corner. A 3-yard gain for Pasone.
I think we've seen him play a little bit of the corner last year. And they've used his speed now. They're putting him on the defensive line, thinking he can really get that back to the defense.
So Farmington looking to push him into a 3-and-out. And this is Corey Barnes, Luke. And as tall as he looks out there, the punter, he's every bit that tall. I walked by him in the pregame, and now this ball is touched, and it goes into the end zone and out of the back of the end zone by Tyson Gray. Farmington will have a first and 10 for their own 20. So Corey Barnes at 6'7", probably 6'8", with a cleat, boots it through the end zone, and the Knights will be back on the offensive side. We'll tell you about it in 30 seconds on KREI. Knights lead 7-0.
School is back in session, and school sports are off and running. Soon the weather will be getting cool, and a nice warm school jacket will feel really good for those after-the-game celebrations. Hastings Unlimited at our new location, 120 East 1st Street in downtown Farmington, is your school jacket headquarters for all area schools. Along with school jackets, we have promotional products for school booster clubs. There are thousands of products your school mascot can go on and use for fundraisers. Hastings Unlimited, 120 East 1st in Farmington.
Kevin Duncan, so Dillon will be the fullback in this alignment. Friedmeier runs the option to the right side. Hey, he breaks a couple of tackles, and he shoots through for a 7-yard gain. And Luke, that's probably the most, I think, maybe decisive that we've seen him. He ran through his alignment, then he ran through his progression. First man out there through, looked for his ditch, and then finally put his foot in the ground and got north-south, or in this case, east-west.
I think you hit the nail right on the head there. And I tell you what, that was something that Brent Breezel was so good, making those quick decisions. He knew when to turn up field, knew when to pitch it. And Cody Friedmeier starting to get the feel for it.
He can put 7 yards on the ground on first down. You're in pretty good shape. There's Donovan Howard at a slot back position, but instead they'll stick it in the gut right up the middle of Dylan Allen. And Allen does chug forward for a yard, maybe two. Oh, maybe that's getting two.
All righty.
Allen's a 5'10", 170-pound junior. Didn't see a lot of this guy last year. But Farmington in good shape here on a third and one as they bring Duncan back in as that short yardage back. But when you have Duncan and Howard out there, a couple of pretty good options, and Friedmeier's a good runner as well. Expect them to keep it on the ground here, and they give it to Duncan. And Duncan slams over two guys, twists through a couple more, a gain of 12 yards. That's Duncan getting it done.
Sure is. And like you said, bouncing off a couple guys, keeping those feet moving, and ducking a big back. The fullback dive there right up the middle. Pick up the first down.
Luke, something I noticed about the roster, quite a few of these guys are actually lighter than they were last year. But Eric Krupe says almost to a man, they're stronger and they're faster. So I think you've got a group of better athletes that have shed the pounds on fat but have still built with muscle. Now here's Friedmeier, gets the snap, slings it out to the left side. A couple of blocks out there, and then tuck it and run. Just that little pop pass out there. I like Cody, but really almost kind of a duck again.
He's thrown a couple of nice-looking balls out there. Just some kind of speed set. That one right there wasn't one of his best. But back to what you were saying, these kids out there shedding some weight, putting them on the lean muscle. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about in that pregame show. We're just trying to buy into that off-season program.
It's almost counterintuitive. You think of football players getting bigger, heavier, but the Farmington team has kind of gone the opposite way. But there's the option play to the right side. Friedmeier cuts back. He tucks it right up the middle. He's digging. He's churning. He's driving. He's turning. And again, it's 14 yards by Friedmeier.
That time it looked like Cody Friedmeier actually turned the other way. Thought the option was going to his left. Everybody moved to his right. That was just an athletic move by Cody there to get up the middle of the field and get the night yardage.
It was, and that's a really good point, Luke, as Charles Cook is down on the field, 5'9", 295-pound senior guard is down here. But I thought that was a good observation by you, Luke, because off the motion, Donovan Howard went from the left wing back to the right side. So we're thinking maybe option right, to your right, Friedmeier kind of takes a jab step left, then spins back to the right, then cuts it up. And I don't really honestly know what part of that was by design or if there was a misstep along the way, but it sure worked out well.
I'll tell you what, Coach Derek, if I go over that one with him in the film room, Cody made a nice play there, recovered, and still to get a first down. Now let's just hope Carlos Cook's all right.
Yeah, we sure do. Let's check the stats real quick, courtesy of Bloomsdale Bank. And Cody Friedmeier has 8 carries for 38 yards. He's got 4 completions for 30 yards as well. Been a little bit shaky on a few things. A couple of fumbles for Cody so far. His teammate was able to retrieve one of those back, but Cody has done some nice things as well. We invite you to listen into the End Zone Show tonight after it's all said and done. And it's the home pool of spa's End Zone Show this year in Lettington. It's the backyard of paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa from home pools and spa's. They can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Everybody's going to Home Pools and Spas and Lettington, and everybody's going to listen to the End Zone Show as well tonight with Greg Armbruster. So, good to see the teammates helping Charles Cook off the field. Bad to see that he needs their assistance to get off. We wish Charles Cook the best. Devin Hughes, one of the next 10 up, and we see him on the field, 5'11", 205-pound junior. 8:46 remaining in this first half of play. It's been a pretty swift-moving first half. A 7-0 lead for the Knights.
a nice little cross breeze in here down the field on the Augustine farm. Could be 100 degrees out there. A nice little breeze outside, though.
Sun kind of just appears on the horizon over there. Not quite there. Friedmeier comes down under center. He's got Duncan behind him. Duncan has run top today. Motion man this time. Hits the pitch. He goes from the right to left side. And that's Cody Wright. And Cody Wright does a nice job getting to the left corner and gains 8 yards. I think the offensive front's doing a pretty nice job getting some hats on some people, Luke.
Sure was. We've seen Devin Hughes already getting up the field and making some blocks ahead of his runner there. He's just plugging right in there. You're not the starter, but your number's called. You got to be ready to go.
Farmington offensive front averages 223 with Cook, but they replace him with Hughes and lose 90 pounds on that equation, and so they're averaging about 205 right now. Second and two. Duncan, the fullback, right behind Friedmeier. Motion man is Howard. And the give is to Duncan. Duncan slams right through the middle. Breaks the tackle. Keeps churning and burning. He's there inside the 20-yard line. And it's a gain of 13 yards. I'll tell you what, Luke. Gavin Duncan is not going down with one hit.
I know. They're slowly chipping away. It's been a nice long drive. Started on their own 20. Remember that. Now they're already at the 20 of Fox. There you can see the defensive players of Fox with their hands on the hips, taking some long breaths. It's the kind of drive you want if you're Farmington. You know, you wait a clock and wear out that defense.
So Duncan, the fullback, Tommen Howard's in the slot to the right side. The wingback on the right side is Cody Wright. And you've got Teddy Bankhead as the wide receiver there. Friedmeier keeps it into the 360. He's driven down at the line of scrimmage. Pretty nice hold that time by the Fox defense. And it was Nathan Rotan, the middle linebacker, that wrapped him up. So a good stop by Fox. But still, Luke, I think in an offense like Farmington, you can't just sniff it 3 yards. You got to say, hey, that's still progress for us.
It sure is. And we've seen Farmington in some of these long down situations. They've been able to run that rollout pass. Friedmeier's been able to hit a couple guys out there in the flat and make the play.
Right to the left side is Greco. Bankhead's in the slot right there. You've got Howard as the wingback to the left side. And now the motion man once again gets the pitch. That's Cody Wright. Cody Wright has stood up at the line of scrimmage. They were ready for him that time. Cody Wright taken down right as he crossed the line of scrimmage, and that was Landon Wilson with his own crown collision. A gain of just a yard.
And it was really the anchor on that Fox defense. And I tell you what, he came around, met him right in the hole. Cody Wright got to meet Landon Wilson.
That's a handful of 99 right there. There's Greco split wide to the right. It's Howard in the slot there and on the wing. Once again, it's Wright. He just ran the ball. Duncan, the fullback. He's been pretty tough down the middle. Now it's Friedmeier rolling to his right side. Rolling. Got some good blocking in front of him, but he chucks it down into the ground as Howard was triple-teamed. And Friedmeier didn't see anybody he liked right there. So let's see if they'll test the leg of Parker Hastings for the first time this year, or if Farmington will go for it from their own, or from the Fox 16-yard line. And here comes Parker. But nope, that's not Parker. I thought it was 19, but it's 15. So I beg your pardon. 15, Brett Miller, instead of 19. And Farmington going on a quick count on a 4th and 6 here. Trips to the left, one man off to the right side. You wouldn't figure Duncan would come into play as a fullback on a 4th and 6. Now they're going to run a check with me over to the sideline as the play clock winds down to 9, 8, 7. Will they have enough time? Are they going to try to draw him off sides? What's going on? No, they're going to snap it. Friedmeier rolls to the left under heavy pressure. Rolls to the right side. Escapes one man. Picks up a block. It's going to be a block in the back. And now a chuck into the end zone. That ball's incomplete. So Farmington was not going to win that battle no matter what.
Yeah, a little blindside block there by the offensive lineman. Farmington, that one would be going to come back either way. They're going to talk a little bit blind to take over on downs there. Nice long drive, though, by Farmington. Edith's clock and got some nice field position out of it.
A little bit like the first drive by Fox, Luke, really.
Yeah.
And we remain at a one-possession ball game. Block in the back is going to be declined, of course. They'll take the play, which Fox will, which will give them the ball back. We want to thank our sponsors for tonight's action. Hastings Unlimited in Farmington, Walmart Supercenter, Taylor Funeral Service, Nelson Music City, Trailer, Strucker Supply, and Presbyterian Children's Home, all in Farmington. A one-score ball game, so means a one-play ball game. Any play, this thing could be tied back up. And there's Pisoni, the dangerous athlete for Fox, bringing his troops back out. And on the backfield, he'll bring Kyle Darden in there with him, along with Caleb Hill. One wide to the left side. and Pasoni looking at a first and 10 from his own 11-yard line. Pasoni back keeps, stuck at the line of scrimmage and driven down, and good work that time by the linebacking four and also some of those linemen, Alex Franklin, the first man to meet him right there. Ever since that first drive, Luke, I think the offensive and defensive front for the Knights have been pretty sturdy.
Sure has, and really seems a nice work out of both teams right now on that defensive line.
No game for Pasoni right there. It'll be a second and 10. Second and 10. Pasoni comes down under center now. He's got split back once again. And it looks like it's a timeout by Fox. It is. Fox will talk it over, and we'll talk it over as well. We have an understanding that our listeners from KJA are joining us. Perhaps some, problems. We'll figure out all that out at halftime in terms of what's going on with our KJA signal. But we understand our friends from KJA joining us. We welcome you aboard on AM 1400. You're listening to Farmington and Fox Football tonight on KRAI, and that's now KJA as well. 5:39 remaining in the first half, 7-0 lead for the Knights over the Warriors. We're back in 30 seconds right here on regional radio.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Arnold, Missouri, home of the Fox Warriors. And Fox looks at a second and 10 from their own 16-yard line. Tony Pasoni is down under center for the Warriors. He's got split back behind him, and he'll run a motion man from the right to the left side. He's going to tuck it now. Looks for Ethan Inman, and now it's Pasoni running the ball. He's triple-teamed and driven down across the 27-yard line out to the 29, and a pretty nifty play by a great athlete right there in Pasoni. A gain of 14 and move the stick for the Fox Warriors.
Yeah, this is a kid right there. Knows how to really sell that fake, and if you give him a little bit of room to the outside, watch out. He's a great runner in open space. We've seen it on the kickoff returns already.
38 yards rushing for Pasoni already in this game. And a first down right there for Pasoni, brought to us by Caldwell Banker Real Estate. And it's selling our community. 1 yard at a time, or Pasoni 14 yards at a time. Farmington loads the box right here, and the first man is stuck in the hole right there by Tanner Murphy. Murphy, 5'9 and 190. Luke, this kid's got a pack pretty tight. And he drove down Darden after a 3 yard game.
That linebacker core really, really doing his job tonight for Farmington. Loaded with some seniors. I tell you what, you got to get some nice players back there in that defensive linebacker Farmington.
Sure do. Nice with seniors across the board. Bias, Murphy, and Duncan, yeah, also the seniors. Here's a second and six for Fox. The clock rolls 4:37 and counting down in the second quarter. A 7-0 lead. The Farmington Knights, they converted a turnover, got the ball back at the Fox 10-yard line, then punched it in for the score. So second and six, Sony barks it out, hands it to the first man through, and that's a nice surge right through the middle of the line that time by Fox. Perhaps the best line surge we've seen out of them tonight. Bob Nyberg just barked it and rode the wave for 8 yards, and another first down brought to the side, Caldwell Banker Holsey.
Yeah, Bobby Nyberg, he's a big boy playing the fullback position right there. He meets Stephen Westbrook right there and picked up the first down for Fox.
We invite you to listen in to our Parkland Healthmore Pharmacy Halftime Show. Greg will have all the highlights and all the scores from around the area. First and 10 for Fox, and Fox going to shove it right back into the middle of that line. They said, we challenged you before, we'll challenge you again, and this time they pivot right off that left tackle to Zach Bloomer. And you got to give credit to these backs. They are following the blocks of these linemen and just kind of ride those guys through right now. It's a gain of four for Bloomer.
Yeah, Fox getting a little bit of push that we saw in that first series where they're able to just kind of march the ball downfield before they eventually turn it over on down.
This is a game that Fox, I would think, would not be uncomfortable at all in. They allowed less than 15 points a game last year. Their defense did. It was sturdy. And there's a nice shot by a defensive sword position, the tackle Chase Fishbeck, to shut that one down. Just a yard gain for Bloomer that time. a third and five for these Warriors. Not in four down territory quite yet. 3:09 and counting down on the second frame. A 7-0 lead for the Knights. One wide receiver wide on the right side. That's Ethan Inman. Petosi, or rather, Bastoni keeps it. And he chugs it forward for a 3-yard gain. But that'd be a big gamble to go for it here in midfield, I would think.
Yeah, we expect to see the long legs of the punter one more time here.
Corey Barnes again. It was a half buff earlier on a punt return by Tyson Gray. Gray's going to be the deep man again, along with Tappan Westbrook. And as Luke told us, Corey Barnes is the man back to do the punting, barring a fake here for Fox. The snap is good, fielded cleanly, and a nice punt that time. High, high in the sky. Bounces at the 15 and makes the Fox roll down to the 12. Farmington allows the football first and 10 on their own 12-yard line. They lead 7-0, 2:09 remaining in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
Tackler and then two, and stumbles forward for a 3-yard pickup. A 3-yard gain there for Friedmeier. Friedmeier has 10 carries already. He's now 44 yards. He's run it a lot more than anybody else on the team. We saw that tendency to happen last year with Rudenbark in this option offense.
Oh, yeah.
Duncan going to be the fullback directly behind Friedmeier there. The official calling for timeout. I think that either
fell on the band.
The band is too close to the field, or he's going to be directing traffic along the interstate.
Yeah, over there, got a backup on 55. He had to help him out.
So second and call it six. Friedmeier comes down under center now. Duncan behind him. Friedmeier wants to pass it, drops straight back, airs it out. This is intended for Tyson Gray, but he threw it out of bounds.
Just overthrew him there, but I tell you what, Tyson Gray streaking down the field there. Big, tall target. They can get a little connection going with this kid. I tell you what, that'd be fun to watch.
So they're going to try to work some jump balls with this guy at some point in the year. You know, we haven't even really brought up Braden Kraus in this game, Luke, but Braden Kraus nearly as close to an unstoppable force at wide receiver last year, as we saw. He and the receiver down at Cape Central, the two best we saw.
Yeah, young. Yeah. We like watching those kids play. I tell you what, nobody turned the field reversed it like Braden Kraus did. I don't know if we'll ever see a kid like him for a while, but Harvin's got a nice mixture. You got shorter guys that make the plays, but a nice tall guy there and a sophomore as well.
3rd and 7, Farmington goes with the option game, and it's a stretch play handoff to Duncan, almost like the old pre-stone run for the Chiefs where the quarterback gets wide and hands off on that kind of sprint draw, and Duncan is able to shuttle it forward for maybe 3. 5 carries for Dunk for 33 yards. That's brought to a 5 Bloomsdale Bank. Kind of brings up a 4th down for the Knights.
Yeah, Farmington just being conservative on this drive with just a minute 15 left to go in the quarter. They know they get the ball back at halftime after halftime. They've been able to control the clock so far, flip the field here, hold on defense. They haven't given up any big long pass plays yet, so I think it's a good play.
And Luke, with only 76 seconds left in the first half, this punt play could be a key play in this game.
Oh, most definitely, Chad. Like you said, if we get a nice punt here from Farmington, flip the field a little bit, hold the ground, Fox gets a few more plays. As I say, it's a good call.
And for our Cajun up listeners, if you're on the Fox side, you blow this thing up, you cause a mishandle enough, you return it a little bit, whatever, you're setting yourself up to, you know, maybe you've been outplayed a little bit in the first half, but you go inside.
Well, you got Tony back there returning the punt. We've seen what this kid can do when he gets into the open, and he can set him up to a nice field position going in, too.
Well, I think. thank a few of our sponsors right here on AM 800 KREI. I believe we have some listeners on KJEP. I believe we've been joined by KJEP as well. Let's thank the County Do It Center, St. Genevieve, Crown Collision Center in Farmington, Green Answer, Crown Collision, Sleeping Equipment in St. Genevieve, Mega Sports in Farmington, and also Home Tools and Spa in Lexington, sponsoring our End Zone show. So Farmington looking at a 4th-and-3, and they're going to go for it, Luke? They're lined up that way with 76 seconds left. Now Friedmeier can punt it, Luke. Now he'll drop back. So it's going to be an abbreviated punt formation for Friedmeier. He kicks it away. I think that was a pretty nice idea. It's a high punt, but Sony grabs it at his own 41-yard line. So Sony right back through the middle, stood up by Tyson Gray, and dropped it at 48. I like what the Knights did there, and here's why, Luke. You set up in that offensive formation. What you're hoping to do is pull the Sony down in a safety position so you can punt it by him. Fox didn't bite, though.
They sure didn't. And it was a nice high kick, though. Didn't give him a whole lot of room to return it. Cover team was good. Nice job of covering it as well. Fox still going to have some pretty good field position with just over a minute here to play in the half.
Just a few moments away here from our halftime show. Invite you to listen in on AM 800 KREI. It's going to be our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, specializing in special orders. They don't have it in stock. They'll get it for you the very next day. So Sony brings the offense out. They've got half a field to navigate. Right near midfield, Pasoni grabs it. He stretches it to the right side, rolls, fires it down the field. He's got a receiver open and fighting to make the catch. Near a 1st and 10, a tremendous job that time on the completion by Josh Shoemaker. And Pasoni did a great job extending that play. So for Pasoni, that is his first completion of the ball game. Only had 3 tries for his first completion, and not a bad time to do it with only a minute left in the first half. 48 seconds now and ticking down. Sonny comes down under center. He's going to drop straight back again under pressure, rolling to his right side, breaks it, runs it. He's along that right sideline. Now, he is out of bounds after a 7-yard gain, but we also do see a flag down.
Yeah, downfield flag usually means holding somewhere, especially whenever your quarterback's scrambling. A lot of times you can get to that holding area.
They do it right in front of Farmington head man Eric Krupe. He doesn't appear to be trying to talk them into anything, so I would think it's going against the red shirt. We'll see here. And it is a hold, Luke, but it's against the Knight.
Wow, they're going to say that's right. Deepest holding there in the back, because the backfield. And this is just going to attack a little extra yardage on the Fox Warriors here. Did to get in the end zone, get some points here before halftime.
Farmington has played, I think it's safe to say, slightly better. It's been a very good battle. Farmington has played slightly better with that 7-0 advantage, but Fox has a chance to close this first half of the score. Not to stay up going in the locker room. Sony rushed it forward for the 7-yard gain. Luke said you tack on that extra yardage, and all of a sudden changes the complexion of this thing now as Sony will wind his troops up at the Farmington 24-yard line. So he has Nybert behind him. He's going to run down under center. And Hill back there as well. So he wants to pass it skinny in route. Pass is incomplete. Tremendous coverage right there. Great work by Braden Moon, Luke Bell.
Oh, it sure was. Great coverage there. Braden Moon. We've already seen him make some tremendous plays there, catches there on offense, and a heck of a defensive play there, and a closing second to the pass.
Moon did a nice job reading the route, keeping his hands off. But as the ball approached, Chase Waters closed it, pulled the hands down, made the pass break up. Josh Shoemaier in a few times that wide receiver position. It's Waters wide to the left side. Schumacher's off to the right side. They still have that tandem split backfield. Sony getting a little pressure right here, breaks it, runs to the left side. Farmington trying to hem him in, can't do it. Sony to the 20, to the 15, and driven out with 24 seconds left. And it's going to be very, very close to a first down. So Pasoni with a 10-yard gain. But is he going to be inches shy, or are they going to move the sticks for him? Is the question here, and they're going to move him. It's another Caldwell Venture Holsey Real Estate first down. This time for the Fox Warriors, and Fox has 24 sticks remaining to try to tie this game. The Warriors, though, are out of timeout. important to note. But Stoney's got Twins over to the right side. Carson Grove is on the squad over there. The Stoney steps back. He's got an out route. Gross is wide, wide open. And he catches it for a 7-yard gain, and nobody went to cover him.
That's playing kind of that tight end position. Gross, big guy out there on the end, and just runs the out route. Stoney had all day, and got it to him right away.
Luke, how many times do you see a number 99 out in the pass route? Landon Wilson, who has been the best defender for Fox.
Oh, I told you I saw this kid catch passes. He's getting out there. It looks like J.J. Watt out there, number 99 lined up.
He does. And he's out there in a wide receiver position for them.
Got to find a split.
He's a wide receiver to the left side. It strips to the left side. One man off to the right. Stoney is back in the gun here on a second and three from the 13-yard line. Stoney goes to the end zone and dives in. Fox can tie it with the extra point. Stoney rushes into the end zone from 7 yards out with 10 seconds left.
Tell you what, number 99, tell you what, he was as much part of that touchdown as Stoney was. Landon Wilson lined up at the split end, brought so much attention as Stoney reeled out there to the left. He had all day to run and had to put it right in.
So here's the key special team play coming up as Fox tries to tie this game. Fox will bring in Nate Johnston to kick it. Right-footed kicker. The snap is good. The hold is down, and Nate Johnston splits the upright, ties it up. 10 seconds left. First half. 7-7. Farmington and Fox. We're back in a minute on Regional Radio.
Whatever vehicle you drive, family car, pickup, sports car, over-the-road transport, wheel alignment is important. Misalignment can cost you a bundle and reduce tire life. Look at the position of your steering wheel, and on a straight road, if it's off-center, you have a problem. Braylers in Farmington can cure your problem. They carry most popular brands of passenger, light truck, and big truck tires like Continental, General, and many others. Come see us at Braylers, just a little south of the 221 exit in Farmington, and visit Braylers.com.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Kick it away for Fox. Fox scoring a touchdown on a 13-yard run by Tony Pistone. With 10 seconds left, Farmington and Fox all tied up at 7 apiece. Heading down toward the tail end of this first half, it's Donovan Howard returning this kick. He grabs it at the 5. Howard tucks it, runs it, east to the 20. Howard to the 30, to the 40. Runs by a man, he's got one man to beat. To the 40, Howard to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. Diving inside to the 18-yard line with zero loop bell on the clock. It's a return of 78 yards, but it won't figure in the outcome.
Wow. We knew Donovan Howard had some explosiveness. That right there.
He was striding it out, Luke. Someone just flipped him. He stumbled, but then regained his run, but they slowed him down just enough. Somebody else to track him down. A 78-yard return. The officials are talking about something as if the first half is not over, but there weren't any flags on the field. So I'm not sure what they could be talking about as Fox is all rushing off the field to get to their locker room. Farmington is staying over there on the sideline, and the officials continue to discuss something. I'm not sure what it would be.
You would think if they're going to...
You would think that if it had an impact on the game, they would tell Fox, hold on, and now they will go ahead and put the football in the air and say, it's out time, fellas. Well, Donovan Howard made an exciting conclusion, but couldn't ultimately reach the end zone. We'll reach the end zone tonight, though, with Greg Armbruster. We'll be hosting our end zone program tonight, Home Tools and Spas End Zone Show. Want to make sure you stay tuned for that. Catch all the highlights, all the scores, and all the interviews with area coaches. It was a sideline warning, Luke, is what it was on Farmington. So sideline warning on the big kickoff return doesn't factor in Well, we're headed toward the half, and we're headed toward the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, specializing in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you in the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total health care destination in Duluth, Fredericktown, and Ironton. We're at the half in Arnold. It's Fox 7, Farmington 7, and we're going to your halftime show with Greg Armbruster right after this.
Presbyterian Children's Homes and Services of Missouri, located in Farmington, began as an orphanage more than 100 years ago. Today, it offers foster care management, transitional living for teenagers aging out of foster care, and family counseling. Programs in the Farmington area include therapeutic mentoring and residential treatment for children in crises. Presbyterian Children's Homes and Services works with more than 2,000 children and families in all religions every year. Details at missouri.pchas.org.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbags, side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
It's time for the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy specializes in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total health care destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
Welcome into the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on regional radio. Farmington and Fox the first to get to the midway point in week one across our four broadcast games, bringing us into the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. We'll do our best to update you on our four games across the listening area during our halftime pause on AM 800 KREI. And Also, AM 1400 KJEF joining us there for a little while. Some technical difficulties, long story short, a microphone next to a PA doesn't work out well, but they're almost back in order on AM 1400 KJEF. For Farmington and Fox, a low-scoring affair, a close game throughout. We have Potosi and Owensville battling a little bit back and forth there. Our Web TV exclusive game, Central, starting to pull away from Sullivan, and it was 7-6. Windsor on top, or St. Pius on top of Windsor at last check on the AM 1400 KJEF game for week one. Four games across the listening area. We'll take a short pause and recap what we've had so far across regional radio.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with three homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
KP Automotive, across from the police station in Farmington, is your complete auto care center. Hi, folks. I'm Debbie Dietring. My brother and owner of KP Automotive, Kevin Probst, takes customer service to the highest standard. When you bring your vehicle in for any type of repair or maintenance, Kevin and his crew make sure your work is done professionally and at affordable rates. They really care about service and making sure you are satisfied. When you need complete auto care, remember KP Automotive at 2 North Main in Farmington or call 664-1311.
Your local county Do It centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale are proud to be sponsors of high school sports and wish the best to everyone participating in tonight's game. If you're thinking about building, remodeling, or have a special project in mind, stop by your local county Do It centers. You'll find everything you need and more. Check out their updated paint department. Their Do It Best quality paint line is one of the fastest growing private brands in the industry. Your local county Do It centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale will have what you're looking for, and they're proud to be sponsors of high school athletics.
Back into the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show across regional radio as week one of high school football, it's finally here. The wait is over for a quick first half between Farmington and Fox locked up there, and we have Potosi and Owensville on J98, AM 1400, St. Pius and Windsor, J98 Web TV, Sullivan and Central. Let's start with what you haven't heard just yet on J98 Web TV. It's Central 21 and Sullivan 6 nearing the end of the second quarter. A lot of scoring since our last update from the game at St. Pius. The Lancers now on top of the Owls 20-13 in the second quarter, and Owensville and Potosi battling back and forth currently 14-12 with the Dutchman on top. We already have one final inside the listening area as Festus and Vishon had to move their game up to the afternoon, a 4 p.m. start, and what would have been an exciting game to watch had the Festus Tigers top Vashon 29-26. Crystal City, a one-point advantage over Chaffee at 14-13. Scott City keeping Grandview off the board so far at 21-0. Jefferson, after being locked up 6-6 with Kabul, they've rattled off 20 points. They lead that one 26-6 in the second quarter. Valley Catholic, yes, they are as good as advertised, even coming off of the question of, well, what are they going to do without Connor and all everybody else? Well, they're 41-0 over St. Vincent. I don't think you have to worry about Valley Catholic for week one. Fredericktown being held off the scoreboard on the road. Kennett leading there 13-0. Perryville a 15-8 lead over DeSoto. And North County holding Seckman scoreless so far 14-0. That's a look at the Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America scoreboard, the way you want to live. For the Farmington Knights, they got started first and foremost on the high school football season, getting the first touchdown of 2016 across regional radio.
Friedmeyer's under center, parks it out, runs a man in motion, keeps it, dives forward, stretches the ball to the end zone, and he's in! 6 points! Farmington Knights, Cody Friedmeyer gets touchdown number one on the season.
And Farmington, that's what it sounded like with a call by Chad Speaker as the Knights grabbed an early lead. The Warriors battling back, and that one squared up. As we jump into Potosi and Owensville, kind of tell you what has happened so far between the Trojans and the Dutchmen. It was Owensville striking early on a 7-yard scamper.
Back. Back to the shotgun. Two receivers right, one or two left as well. Rector is the running back with Ellis. Four down lineman for Potosi. They give it to Rector up the middle. He's got an opening between the hashes, untouched for a touchdown. He didn't get hit until he was right at the goal line. That is a 7-yard touchdown run from Tanner Rector with 8:54 on the clock in the first. Owensville strikes first.
The extra point, it was anything but extra. They missed. Potosi answered right back, taking their first lead of the season.
Two running backs set. Allison to the right of Jacobson. To the left is Price. Shotgun look. Hand off to Price. Price is going to look to throw. Fires down the far sideline. No one even near him at the 5-yard line. Easy touchdown to Brady Finch. Potosi on the board. A 34-yard strike.
And that one's on J98, Owensville, and Potosi trading blows early on. Just a few moments ago, the Dutchman taking a two-point advantage there, 14-12. And as we jump into Central and Sullivan, the Rebels looking good for 2016. They drew first blood, a one-yard rush by Tristan Campbell.
Triple I formation and running it right into the end zone, and that is Tristan Campbell. And puts those Central Rebels on top, 6-0.
The Rebels getting back to the power football, converting a two-point conversion to take an 8-0 lead. But before long, the Eagles answered with a score of their own.
Rolling right, Pryor has a man in the end zone, and it's a touchdown. Dane Hartman bailing out the Eagles, receives it for 5 yards, and the score.
However, Sullivan, unable to complete the two-point conversion, that put him behind 8-6. Park Hill Central has done quite well since that 8-6 score. They lead that one 21-6. That is our J98 Web TV exclusive for Week 1. AM 1400, KJF, St. Pius 20, Windsor 13. And on J98, it's Owensville 14 and Potosi 12. We'll set the stage a little bit more for the second half of Fox and Farmington. It's the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
With Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, we know you have lots of choices when it comes to finding a pharmacy. Those choices promise things like friendly staff, shorter wait times, free delivery, and knowing you by name. At Parkland Health Mart, all of those things are a given. We want you to choose us for our ability to provide things like medication synchronization, immunization services, medical equipment sales and service, and free wellness classes, including diabetic education. Come see us today in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton, because we are your total healthcare destination.
Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 1-800-920-8484 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-920-8484. 1-800-920-8484. That's 1-800-920-8484.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
The Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show as we are at the first halftime of the 2016 season. It's quite nice to be where we are after a very lengthy wait to get to this point. So let's update you on our Presbyterian Manors of Farmington scoreboard. We'll start from the top down on J98. It's Owensville 14, Potosi 12. AM 800 KREI. Right now, it's Farmington and Fox tied up at 7. AM 1400 KJF squared up now at 20 all between Windsor and St. Pius. And the J98 Web TV exclusive, the Rebels of Central 21 over Sullivan just 6 points. That one nearing the end of the second quarter. One final in the listening area, Festus over Vachon, 29-26. Crystal City, a one-point advantage over the Chaffee Red Devils, 14-13. Nearing the conclusion of the second quarter, at the end of the first half, Scott City, a 21-0 lead over Grandview. Jefferson, R7 on the road, up by 20, 26-6 over Kabul. Valley Catholic, 48-0 over St. Vincent. The Kennet Indians, 13-0 against the Fredericktown Black Hats. DeSoto trailing Perryville on the road, 15-8 in favor of the Pirates. The Dragons of St. Genevieve, a 2-touchdown lead over Dexter at 14-0. And the same score for North County over Sekman. So Farmington and Fox deadlocked at 7. Let's jump back into the recap. The Farmington Knights scoring with just 30 seconds left in the first quarter. These two teams battling on the ground.
Friedmeyer's under center, parks it out, runs a man in motion, keeps it, dives forward, stretches the ball to the end zone, and he's in! 6 points! Farmington Knights, Cody Friedmeyer gets touchdown number one on the season.
And a little bit of tit for tat, Fox does the same at the end of the second quarter.
And three, from the 13-yard line, Pasoni goes to the end zone and dives in! Fox can tie it with the extra point! Pasoni rushes into the end zone from 7 yards out with 10 seconds left.
7 all. That's where we are at the break between Fox and Farmington. And this one, it could stay very interesting the rest of the way. Listening to all the sound bites throughout the week from these two coaches, just about mirror images as far as philosophy, style of play, technique. So if Smash Mouth football is for you, don't go anywhere. AM 800 KREI will have the second half of Fox and Farmington. This is the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
The Parkland Halftime Show, it's coming to a close on AM 800 KREI. We're going to send it back out to the field. Chad Speaker and Luke Mell ready for the start of the second half. And we're going to switch to J98 for more Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. Out to Arnold as Fox and Farmington ready for the second half.
All right, thank you, Greg. And we are all tied at 7 here at the break. And let's run over our halftime stats here. Well, the score side, you'd expect the stats to be close. They are. That's brought to us by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to your customer since 1914. All right, so Farmington with 127 total yards, Fox 111 total yards, and Luke Mell out of the 111 total yards that Fox has in this game, 88 of them for Tony Pisoni. He's a good athlete. He's got 71 on the ground, and the only touchdown, he's got 17 through the air, and Kyle Darden, 7 rushing. Bob Nyber, 11 rushing. Gross caught a pass for 7. And Schumacher caught a pass for 10. The Knights get to 44 rushing yards by Friedmeyer on the ground, the quarterback. He gets the touchdown from 1 yard out. Gavin Duncan had 33 yards rushing and 5 carries. Cody Wright had 9 yards on 2 carries. Donovan Howard with 1 touch and 8 yards there. Friedmeyer was 4 for 9 in the first half for 30 yards. A couple of really nice catches by Brayden Moon. 1 turnover by each team as well, factored into it. And for Farmington, well, they deferred their coin toss to the second half, so we'll anticipate them receiving this football and getting the first possession of the second frame. Do you look for any big adjustments? I really don't.
Well, I think both teams kind of started off a little bit jittery. I think both teams also settled down and really got things going. I think you see a lot of penalties in that first half, Chad, maybe one or two on each side. And Fox really taking advantage there at the end of the half. A short field, they were able to punch it in there. That was a really, like I said, a game-changing drive right there. Farmington could have could have maybe kept him out of the end zone. Talking about receiving the ball here in the second half, a chance to go up two scores. That is 7-7.
And Luke, we were one step away from Farmington actually taking the lead into the locker room. Fox scores with 10 seconds left. The deep kick to Donovan Howard. He outraced everybody except for one guy, clips him. He stumbles just a bit, allowed the defense to catch up with him, but he nearly took it back 95 yards for a score.
Well, I'd be surprised if they gave it to Donovan Howard after seeing what he can do out there in the open field on this opening kickoff.
I would. So here comes the kickoff. Nate Johnson, the kicker for Fox. Donovan Howard is one of the deep men for these Knights, and he's joined back there by Teddy Bankhead. A couple of up men for the Knights as well. And Fox is going to be booting it left to right as Luke and I look at and describe the action to you. And there's the right leg. This time it is a squib kick, and you are right, Luke. They do not go near Donovan Howard. It's Bankhead instead. Bankhead over to the 30-yard line. Jukes, Jives, driven down right there at the 30. Took a couple of nifty dance steps, but couldn't go any further. And Cody Friedmeier comes back out. Friedmeier with some good rushes in the first half. Never really thought he looked completely comfortable throwing the ball yet. First game, though.
For sure, and, you know, his feet not set quite. Threw a few ducks there, threw a few into the turf. He connects on Braden Hume with a couple of fantastic catches there for Braden in the first quarter. If they need to, you know, so he can goal out, buy himself a little bit of time, sometimes that helps.
I do think that he's got the type of receiving core. If you'll give him a chance, I think they'll do some things for him.
Yeah, and we were talking a couple of years ago, it didn't seem like the farm for receivers could catch anything, and this squad right here looks pretty sure-handed.
Greco to the left, and Brett Miller, the wide receiver, to the right. He's got a man on the slot. They're right there in Westbrook. Friedmeier rolls to the right. He backs the pass, flings it out, but a fly whistle and a flag before the play ever develops. Type of whistle that you'll usually see a false start as they stop the play. And the officials look over to here to the scores box, and indeed that's what we've got. So, well, Eric Kruppi, Luke, probably not too thrilled you spend a whole halftime concentrating on what to do better, and you come out and you jump on the first play.
Yeah, I mean,
but that doesn't make you happy.
You talked about adjustments, and I got through bragging on the guys for very few penalties in the first half.
Duncan is the fullback here, so they run a couple of tight wingbacks there with Westbrook and Moon. Westbrook's going to be the motion man. They pitch it to him, and Tappan cuts back. Now goes behind the tackle on the right side. Not a whole lot of room to run for Tappan over there. He gained maybe a yard. They're running away from Landon Wilson, which is good, but Wilson can make a tackle whether you're running at him or away from him.
Now, sometimes running at him might be the best move. He may think you're trying to run away from him, but they were that guy can cover the field.
They even brought the defensive end as a wide receiver on that final drive. You've got Moon split wide to the left side along with Greco. The wingback over there is Westbrook. It's second and 14. Friedmeier throws that pop pass back over here to Greco. Picks up a block, rushes it forward, and he is tagged, friends. Now, it's a nice gain of 8 yards with that. That's a ground collision, man, by Dominic Ponte.
Well, he came in. Greco looked like he was going to find a little space, maybe pick up that first down, and Monty just comes in, brings the thunder.
Third and 5 for the night. You got Duncan as a fullback. Greco, the wide to the left side. Twins over to the right, Westbrook and Gray. Friedmeier down under center. The wing back on the right side is Moon. I think he can pick a first down up running here, too. I don't necessarily think it's a for sure passing down. They'll swing it over to the right side to Gray. Tyson picks up a block, and he scoots down the middle of the field. And a nifty pickup by Tyson Gray on the first catch of his varsity career. He gains 12 yards.
Yeah, that was a play right there between Braden Krause. Made him famous last year. Just like inside, bring him in, throw it to him on the line of scrimmage. He gets him behind a couple blockers. Tyson Gray, big target out there, hauls it in. Had to jump a little bit for it. Maybe he could have picked up a few more yards if he didn't have to jump to grab it.
It's almost, you think of a tunnel screen, but it really is almost a pop and go rather than a tunnel screen where you come all the way back against it. Friedmeier picks the carry up. He takes one faint step to the right side, comes back to the left, and he's drilled down after just a 2-yard pickup. Outside linebacker Caleb Hill put his hat in the pile. 2 yards for Friedmeier. Friedmeier with 11 carries now and 46 yards tonight. Farmington has moved the sticks. They did get another Caldwell Baker Holdy first down, but the task is to continue to do that. 9:52 and counting down on the third. Farmington ball tied at 7. Friedmeier under center on a second and 9. Friedmeier pop pass over to the left side. Greco again. He evades one tackler but can't evade the second one and a flag on the play. No gain on the completion. And we'll have to see what the flag is.
Yeah, they're going to call Braden Mood for blocking the back right here. It was close. He maybe just got his hands on him just a little bit, kind of changed the direction of the defender, and they're going to call that every time, especially right on the screen. He's sitting right there in front of the Fox bench.
Well, there's no place to hide it when you're out there, that's for sure. And Farmington has run, they've run that route almost exclusively, Luke. I mean, they really haven't run much else. They've run a couple of skinny outs. They haven't run a whole lot other than that pop pass.
Braden Moon caught like a seam route down the middle of the field there where he went up, caught it in between a couple of defenders, brought it down.
So Farmington will move the sticks way back here, and it'll be a 10-yard block in the back, so it brings up a second and 20.
You can take a shot downfield with Tyson Gray.
Yep.
There. You know Tyson can get behind the defense. Friedmeier is going to have to place the ball a little bit better for him.
This time, though, it's Bankhead. It's going to be the wide receiver to the right side. And Gray is the tight end off to the left with Friedmeier down under center. Friedmeier rolls to the right. Under a little bit of pressure, he'll turn it loose, fires it deep, and this ball is tapped out of bounds on a nice defensive play. They have the zone working right there. The zone defense for Fox. And the ball tapped out of bounds on a nice defensive effort by Cole Elwood, cornerback. And Farmington have to reach into the playbook and look for a third of the 20 here. Knights with their white unis, black numbers, black helmets, tight on the side. Third and 20 from their own 35-yard line. Put themselves in the hole on it. Block in the back earlier in the possession. Friedmeier has Moon wing back to the right. Tight end to the left side is Gray. Moon going to be the motion man here. And they'll work straight up the gut. Now pitch it to Moon on the left side. And Moon actually does get a little bit of room to work as he gains 8 yards. A very dangerous pitch. Friedmeier making the dangerous pitch, but at least he was accurate there.
Yeah, and it was. And Braden Moon saw a little bit of light there, got up the field, like you said, for 8 yards. And the problem was he needed about 20.
Yeah, it did. So game day now brings up the 4th and 12, and the dangerous Tony Pasone goes back to catch a punt. And Farmington, with their quarterback also serving as their punter, will line up in a regular offensive alignment, and then they'll scoot Friedmeier back in an abbreviated punting formation. He catches it 9 yards behind the center and boots it over to the right side. Nice job not sticking it anywhere but towards the Sony. And it'll be Fox football at their own 27-yard line. 8:33 remaining in the third. We're tied at 7. Fox football when we come back in 30 seconds on KREI.
One special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cosine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
Fox football. Pasone brings the troops to the line, gives it to Darden, and Darden submarine by Braden Moon. Woo! That's a full moon right there, Luke Bell.
Full moon coming right at you. Hey, I tell you what, these corners, not the tallest guys out there, but I tell you what, they are very aggressive and strong players, and they will bring it to you.
I've seen these guys play for many years, 2 and 3 years of experience in the secondary, and a sure hand attack of that time by Brink. He's 5'8 and 145, but he brings the thunder with him. Opasoni comes under center once again. Usually has two running backs with him. This time he's got three. And, in fact, it's a backup quarterback, Gavin McGinnis. And Pasone will be a wide receiver at times as well. But McGinnis is caught in the backfield and sacked. And it's a defensive end at 160 pounds with Alex Greco. He meets a cornerback at 145 pounds with Braden Moon. And it's a light Malachi crunch as McGinnis goes down.
Sure was there. Fox trying to pitch Farmington a little off guard, putting Pasone out as wide receiver, trying to get the coverage, stretching out downfield. Just wasn't enough time there in the backfield for Devin McKinnis as he got, like you said, nailed by Al Kirkham.
Now remember, we talked about right off the top of the broadcast, they will use Sassouli as a splash. And this time, the left tackle blasts out Mason Latimer gets tagged for the false start. So they will use Sassouli as a splash guy. And that's what they're doing over these last couple of plays.
Fox has put themselves on the hold, kind of like Farmington did on their first series here. We got third and about a mile. You got to go all the way to South County Mall to get a first down.
Maybe down to Kennesaw.
Yeah, get you an apple pie down there. I think I will tomorrow.
So Pasoni coming back down under center. He takes that receiver's gloves off. He'll come back down under center on a third and 25. And Pasoni's going to put this one on the carpet, and the Mighty Knight almost had it. Pasoni put it on the carpet, and he and Duncan went down to the turf, and Pasoni jump feed him to it. Well, the Knights Luke got their only score of the game after getting the ball at the Fox 10, and they just about got it at the Fox 13.
And then another break there. Fox catches a break there. Didn't turn it over again in the shadow of their own end zone like they did before in the first half. Well, still, the punter will be punting out of his own end zone there. Farnsworth should have a good field position.
Fox kind of blew up that possession, but the Knights defense helped them. So a nice hold. And here's the 6'8 punter, Corey Barnes. Gets his right leg into it. Bankhead comes over. No, it's Westbrook. Grabs it at midfield, and Westbrook is hit about 7 times. The tough little cuss wouldn't go down on the first six.
Yeah, so then you got to watch that. You don't want that ball coming loose if you got everybody on the team heading towards you downfield, but Westbrook does a nice job of holding on to it.
Well, Farmington Luke winning the field position battle, but, well, when you're tied at 7, you want to win the scoreboard battle. And the Knights have another good chance here with the football at their own 47-yard line. Time out on the field, and we're back in 1 minute. 6:03 remaining in the third. Tied at 7, Farmington to Fox on KREI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of the mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
247fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Ball tied at 7. Simon Howard, the motion man. The give, though, is right up the gut to Gavin Duncan. And Duncan powering his way down the field. He had Landon Wilson, who's blown up enough stuff tonight already on his back, and he stretched it out to an 8-yard gain. I thought the Knights might go back to a little power football here, Luke.
And that's really what got him going in that first half. Gavin Duncan just chucking it down the field there, keeping those legs moving the line of scrimmage. Farmington going back to it right now.
Anytime you can. You know, he and Landon Wilson have been quite a battle. You know, fullback, tailback, and they're going after each other right here. Defensive end. So Duncan, the fullback again. Instead, Freemeyer pulls it, tucks it, shoots over to the left tackle, but he's brought down after just a 1-yard gain. Nice piece of defense right there. Dominic Monty in there. Max Klug, 3rd and 2, upcoming for the night. Making sure he's one of those Caldwell Banker first downs here. 5 minutes remaining in the third. We're tied at 7. Knights held Fox off the board until 10 seconds remaining in the first half. The 3rd and 2, Howard the motion man. The give is to Duncan. Duncan, right behind that line, bursts into an open spot. He's trying to chug over the top of Pasoni, and he can't quite all the way get rid of him, but it's a gain of 16 yards for Big Dunk.
We talk about Duncan here. Really aggressive runner. Wow, as we watched him grow over the last couple of years, and really had a little few injuries, like you said earlier, last year. This year, coming out with a full head of steam, strong athlete.
Jonathan Hughes out there, an injury to Charles Cook early on. Hughes, Murphy, Alex Stacey, and company did a nice job opening the hole for Big Duncan that time. Friedmeier down under center. He's got Duncan behind him once again. This time, motion man goes from the right to the left side. That's Cody Wright. They give to Duncan once again and get a little shove by Chase Fishbeck over on that left side. And Duncan is able to kind of stumble forward for 4 yards. 61 yards rushing for Duncan on 8 carries.
Sure was. Like you said, Chase Fishbeck, another senior tackle, left tackle, big strong player. We've seen him play for the last few years. Started up right behind him. He's really anchoring this offensive line right now.
Aaron Wilson out there, Alex Stacey, a couple of the stalwarts for the night. Now on a second and 6, the pitch is to Howard. Howard cuts back, tries to spin away from a tackler, and he is able to spin forward for a few more yards. And it's a gain of 5 by Howard.
You just get the feeling with Donovan Howard, he's the electric player on this team. He's just always got that one or two steps away from breaking a big one.
He's only got 2 carries in the ball game, and you feel like if you keep this guy enough, I kind of agree with you, Luke. You might pop one. Donovan, 5'10 and 195 pounds, and he can pick him up and put him down at 4.55 speed. So Howard, the wing back on the left side. The give, though, is Duncan. Duncan slams up ahead over one man, over two men, down to the 10-yard line. Duncan rips off another 12 yards. Would the Knights establish one thing, Luke, on this option offense? Well, you've got Duncan up the middle. Now you've got Howard around the outside. The defense can no longer key on one thing.
Sure is. Exactly what Coach Eric Krippe and his staff want right now. You got your offense rolling. You got Gavin Duncan chucking it up the middle. Now anything's open down here on the goal line.
So it's Donovan Howard left wing. Along that right wing, it's Cody Wright. And Duncan the fullback once again in this alignment. First and 10 at the Fox 11-yard line. Motion man is Howard. They'll go this time with the counter play. Maybe they outthought themselves. I don't know, because Cody Wright goes down.
Trying to catch him going one way with the sweep. Donovan Howard, we've seen that a few plays ago. Go back with the counter, but Fox was right in great position. You're running it right back there to Landon Wilson.
Landon Wilson, and I think Nathan Rotan, a little linebacker, did a nice job staying home there. Second and 10 for the Knights. They've got it at the Fox 11-yard line. Had success with Duncan up the middle and Donovan around the corner. They've got Wright, the right wing back here, and Howard, once again, the motion man on the right side. Duncan's got it at the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2. He stomps his way into the end zone. An 11-yard touchdown run by Gavin Duncan. The Knights playing some power football. And they burst on top by a touchdown with 2:23 remaining in the third. Farmington 13, Fox 7.
Now you go back to your bread and butter, Kevin Duncan, and why not give it to the big guy to put it in down there on the goal line? 11-yard run. Nice drive by the offense.
Duncan with 51 yards on the drive. He had 33 coming in to the half. So Farmington up by a score, but it's up to Parker Hastings to put the extra point through. And Farmington wants to make sure all goes as planned. So the whistle for a timeout saw something they didn't like. 2:23 remaining in the third. Farmington 13, Fox 7. Back in a minute with your extra point.
KP Automotive, across from the police station in Farmington, is your complete auto care center. Hi, folks. I'm Debbie Dietring. My brother and owner of KP Automotive, Kevin Probst, takes customer service to the highest standard. When you bring your vehicle in for any type of repair or maintenance, Kevin and his crew make sure your work is done professionally and at affordable rates. They really care about service and making sure you are satisfied. When you need complete auto care, remember KP Automotive at 2 North Main in Farmington or call 664-1311.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
Timeout by Farmington before the extra point. Aaron Wilson is the deep snapper on the extra point. Quarterback Friedmeier, the holder, then the left-footed kicker Hastings. They're going to run a fire drill as this one was on the ground. Friedmeier diving for the end zone. They shot down by Pistone. So Farmington scores the touchdown but can't convert the extra point. Boy, Luke, a couple of moments in this game. Farmington's very first play, the second half, after you've had the entire halftime, the jump, a false start. Then they take a timeout to run an extra point. They don't get that right.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, though, Knights do lead by six.
I tell you what, Nathan Stoney came around the corner. It looked like Friedmeier might have had a chance to get those 2 points. That's why Tony Stoney is a all-state safety there. That kid came in like a rocket, like
sure
John Lynch.
2:23 remaining in the third, 13-7. Farmington on top to kickoff after this 30-second timeout right here on KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Hot checks for point. Parker Hastings comes on to kick this one away for the Knights. He got good locks on it last time. Deep man for Fox or Sony, who they really don't want to kick it to. Carson Gross, the other man back there. Luke will recap that scoring drive coming up after our kickoff. But Farmington kind of messed around and digged around and threw a bunch of short pop passes to their wide receivers. Got in trouble with a penalty on their last possession. This time, they came and saddled up their big man, shoved it right down the Warriors' throat, and punched it into the end zone for the score. Hastings approaches, swings the left foot, chip shot high in the sky, bounces at the feet of Sony, hops high at the 10. Sony grabs it, inside of his own hash mark, builds up ahead of steam, slams over a couple of nights, and goes down to the 25-yard line. So first and 10. For Fox, thrown 25. Farmington on top, 13-7, 2:18 remaining in the third. Luke, what was that happening?
I'll tell you what, it's Farmington really, like you said, going back to what worked for him in the first half, and that was giving Gavin Duncan the ball. It was a 53-yard drive, and he had almost 50 of those yards. Chad capped off with a great 11-yard run to put the Knights up. Watched DAT, but the Knights still up 13-7.
Well, let's take a look at our stats brought to us by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers. 19-14, and Gavin Duncan with 10 carries now and 84 yards. He just had that touchdown. So Pasoni comes down in our center now. They used him as really a slash type of a guy last time. They split him out, tried to throw him the ball with McGinnis. Didn't work. This time he'll hand it off to Darden. Darden darts to the left side, tucked it in behind that left tackle. Brought down there, but an illegal shift. Whistled against Fox, so this one will be brought back. Eric Krupe pointing to the west. So go west, young men. All you young men, go west 5 yards. Really, you know, Lucas then actually pretty clean. 3 penalties against Fox, 15 yards. 4 penalties against Farmington for 30. 1 fumble apiece. You know, sometimes week number one is kind of marked by some of that stuff going on, but I think for a week number one, it's nothing too bad.
I really don't. A lot of times we'll see guys miss the cues. We've seen a little bit of that stuff, but I tell you what. Looks like these kids put in, like you said, the work over the summer. Both teams really looking pretty sharp.
Sony's got 2 running backs behind him, Darden and Nybert. And they're going to keep it between the tackles with the quarterback here for Sony. Sony tries to attack right between the hashes down the middle of the field. And, Luke, something that you noticed on the last possession, there's backup quarterback Nathan Link playing along that line at 5'11", 165 pounds. And he brought down Pasoni right there after a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, he's really been helping out, kind of coming up, almost giving him like an extra linebacker, outside linebacker, even though he's probably more of a safety. Really been helping out.
Hard in the Nybert in the backfield. Everything's tight to the line of scrimmage. Pasoni fakes it, rolls it, pitches it right side. Darden's on the out route. He's got a couple of blocks. Darden hops over a man to the 40 to the 45 midfield and finally slammed down at the 48-yard line. That is a tremendous play design. And that, my friend, is a gain of 27 yards.
Yeah, a huge play there. It looked like Fox had put themselves in another hole with the penalty like they had there. They were able to pick up a big play there in the passing game. Probably the biggest offensive play for Fox tonight.
Yeah, they had, in fact, 17 total yards passing before that play. And on that single play, they pick up 27. So they line up with a power formation once again. A nice play action fake as they release Garden on the out route that time. And Pasoni this time does give it to the big back Nybert, and Nybert gets a little bit of room to run. Well, that's what we saw out of Farmington. You establish one thing, that opens up something else. Well, the area of the field. It was a little bit hard for them to get through now. Well, it got a little steam after they opened it up to the outside. And Nybert gains 4 yards. Player down for Fox.
Looks like he cracked up. Yeah. He just immediately hit the ground. Probably cramping up, like I said. These kids, they give him a little extra water break this time of year. Yeah, sometimes that's not enough.
Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment. We'd like to thank Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and the Lopes, Frederick Down, and Ironton. Presbyterian Manor sponsoring our scoreboard. Go to MyMOinfo.com and check out Presbyterian Manor's scoreboard there. We update it constantly throughout the night. PG Missouri and Perryville, Brad Wooten, Autobody, Ironton, Unico Bank, and Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale, and New Era Bank, and Farmington, Frederick Down, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bon Terrace. Good to see Kyle Darden coming up off the field. It did look like a cramp. They stretched him out, because I feel a little better. Let's play ball.
Yeah, he had that big offensive play, that big reception there for the first down, and that just kind of caught up with him a little bit there on that second play.
Zach Boomer steps in for him. Unico Bank will bring us our play of the game. Unico Bank cares about you like family, for a car, home, or commercial loan. See Unico Bank. Unico Bank, thinking of people like you, so we'll be looking out for that. Got a couple of them so far, but there we are. Unico Bank. Play of the game yet to come. There's Zach Bloomer in the backfield with Bob Nybert under center of the facility. Got one wide receiver off to the left side. That's Carson Gross, and a tight end off to the right. He gives it right up the middle this time, once again to Nybert. And Nybert muscles his way near first down yardage. He needed five, and I think he got it. Five carries for Nybert and 20 yards for him. Coming off of our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. Oh, we didn't get it, huh? Just short. Oh, third and inches here. Nybert once again in the backfield with Bloomer. We got Pasoni, that's a good bet at the quarterback spot. Oh, he just lost the man, and he's starting down the right sideline for a touchdown. Fox scores on a third and one on a quarterback keeper. And the quarterback, Pasoni, says, "See me now? See you later." It's a 38-yard touchdown score, and we're tied at 13 on the final play of the third quarter.
Well, I tell you what, every time Farmington looks like they've got the leg up on them, Tony DeSoni comes up with a huge play, puts Fox right back in this thing. Now with a chance to take the lead.
Gains 27 and 38 yards on that drive. DeSoni with a 38-yard touchdown. Now has 110 yards rushing. He's got both touchdowns for Fox. Now the extra point that could be the difference in this game. Here comes Nate Johnson, to Sony the holder. Snap is good. The hold is down, and the extra point is wide to the left. We remain tied at 13, and why not? We go to the fourth quarter. Not enough. 13 apiece. Your kickoff in a minute on KREI.
Who let the dogs out? Who?
And who turned up the heat? Hey, David Sisson from Sampson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. We're in the dog days of summer, and I want to help you beat the heat with deals that'll make you melt. This month, I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade to get into a cooler car. The deals are hot, but the AC is cold during our dog days of summer sale. We want to clear our lot before the summer's over, so I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value to trade in and up, even if you've been burned by credit in the past. I'll sweat the lenders out to get you approved. Come see me during our dog days of summer sale and get up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade, and we'll get you in a cooler car. Only at Sampson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Want to really heat things up? Right now you can get no payments until fall on the new 2016 Ford models. Come see us soon before these hot offers end. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects trade allowance. Excludes sale price vehicle. See dealer for details.
Johnson, we kick it away for Fox. Tony Pasoni does it again, scores the equalizer, but the extra point doesn't sail through, and we remain tied at 13. Donovan Howard back to return this kickoff along with Teddy Bankhead. And Fox kicking it right to left. As Luke and I look at and describe this kickoff to you, as they punch this one straight out of bounds. And we don't want any part of Donovan Howard. Well, Luke, tell us about the
drive-by box there.
Mark Warriors answer Farmington score with one of their own. An impressive 75-yard drive goes seven plays. Big play there. And also, the biggest one, the 38-yard run. Tony Stoney takes it in, beats the man, and then just skates to the end zone. This extra point, but still 13-13 here at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Big 27-yard completion to Kyle Darden by Pistone, yeah, and then Pistone runs that 38-yarder. That, boy, he is nimble, isn't he? And he's the one that stopped the two-point conversion with them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he's a heck of a player. He and Landon Wilson, I think, out of the two players in the game right now for Fox. Farmington operating on the offensive end once again. Motion man Howard. They give us to Duncan. Duncan trying to slam it up the middle. How'd he come out of the other end of that pile? There was nothing doing. And Duncan just kept working. A 9-yard gain.
All right, he's as impressive as Tony is on the other side of the field, being elusive and breaking free. Captain Duncan just riding guys over and just taking them with him to get the yard.
Our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet tells us that Duncan's got 11 carries and 93 yards rushing. Oh, he met five tacklers right there, and he just bowled straight through them. Second and a yard. Friedmeier under center. Friedmeier trying to run the option play to the left side. Tucks it, runs it, kind of weaving back and forth, but only needed a yard. He picked up about a yard and a half, giving him a pair there.
Yeah, I can't try to be too cute out there, Cody Friedmeier. Just pick a lane and go with it. Lower your shoulder pads and try to get the yard.
There's Caldwell Banker, first down right there. First and 10 from Caldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling the community 1 yard at a time. That's what Friedmeier did.
1 yard's all they needed.
1 yard at a time, huh? So first and 10 for the night. He's got it at throw 46. 3 mile the quarterback under center. Motion man to the right to the left side. That's right. And right stuck. Right in the hole. Driven down right at the line of scrimmage. Good defensive stop right there. Carson Gross out on a corner.
Yeah, Farmington just trying to keep Fox honest right now, trying to run some of these plays. The outside, haven't had a lot of success there. Folks that came up the middle from Gavin Duncan.
Kind of interesting that Wright has 4 carries. Donovan Howard only has 2 carries tonight. I think he could be a dangerous running back.
Me too.
I'm going to be the wing back to the right side. Westbrook's in the slot. Flip wide off to the right side. Thank you. Duncan going to be the fullback right here. So Farmington spreads him out. Friedmeier is back too fast. Rolls to the right. Tucks it, runs it, and he's brought down from behind. And the only thing left to determine is it a sack or a regular tackle. It's a heck of a play. We already know that one. And Friedmeier is tackled. It looks like right. Is it past the line of scrimmage? No, it's a sack. That's a heck of a play by the Fox Warriors. So a loss of a yard for Friedmeier. And that brings up a 3rd and 9. Friedmeier deploys one wide to the right side, one off to the left. He's got some squat back here. He gives it to Duncan, and there's nothing there. Just absolutely nothing there. Farmington is stuffed on the 3rd and 9 on the off-tackle give. And there's some extra pushing right there coming, I don't know, from one side or maybe both, but they're going to tack this on against the knife.
Wow. Either way, that was going to be detrimental for both of the team. It could have been Farmington a first down, but that's going to put them way back 15 yards. And right now, Fox has all the momentum in this fourth quarter.
And now they're going to go personal foul against Fox 2. I couldn't tell which way. There was some pushing and shoving, maybe some barking. You don't know, but it was coming from both sides, and I didn't know which way they were going to go with the whole thing, but it looked like maybe offset loose.
Offset, it was after the play, so I'm assuming they would offset and they'd just go ahead and play the fourth down.
We'll see what the officials scored out. Fox has a player in there that is not on the roster, and I'm wondering if something happened to a jersey and they had to get an extra, and now they're going to mark this off, Bucknell, against Fox. So Farmington comes out of this one in good shape. It's going to be a 15-yard mark off against Fox.
So apparently the initial signal was wrong. It wasn't actually against Farmington. Farmington, huge, huge break there after getting stuffed on that series. Going to pick up 15 yards and have a chance here inside the 40-yard line of Fox.
Monster break at 9:22, remaining in the fourth quarter. There's Brett Miller. Slot back and a wide out now to the right side. Snapping to Westbrook's in the slot. A couple people jump. Play clock's only at 14, so time to spare. Duncan the fullback. The wide receiver's banked it way out to the left side. Friedmeier doesn't look like he understands the signal from the sideline. Play clock down to 4. The snap comes, and now it's a curl route to Bankhead over on the left side. Bankhead stumbling regain. Now he's grabbed by the shirt collar, breaks out of that one, and hustles it down to the 21-yard line. Pretty nifty play from Bankhead there on a gain of 16 yards.
Yeah, this is a kid you haven't seen a whole lot of in the past. Isolated out there on the far left side, runs a nice throw pattern, like you said. Had some space, caught the ball, and did a lot with it after the catch.
Cornerback over there on that far side, Gross. He's giving him a lot of cushion to make that play. Farmington pushes it down to the 21-yard line now. And that penalty against Fox on the late hit, the personal foul, looming large if Farmington can punch this thing in. And it's an option play right side. Friedmeier, decisive. He runs it down to 15, pitches it late to Westbrook. Kevin, first forward to the 3. What a play.
Hey, what? How huge is that penalty now? The two plays falling, that, I mean, we were talking about it was going to be fourth down. Fox was just a dumb penalty there. Farmington capitalizes two huge plays on offense after that.
A gain of 17. Kappen gets all the yardage. Kappen gained the last 4 yards on the late pitch by Friedmeier, but the yardage will go to Kappen Westbrook with a 17-yard gain, and now Farmington knocking on the door. First and goal. They're at the Fox 3-yard line. Duncan the fullback. Friedmeier the quarterback. Fox loads the box. Westbrook the motion man. The give is to Duncan. He hits the first man, spins off, slides inside the 2, and he's down to the 1. Second goal from the 1. Duncan with 12 carries and 95 yards, and Farmington looks to go on top by a touchdown with 8 minutes left. Second and goal from the 1 for the Knights. Duncan the fullback. Friedmeier the quarterback. Got a couple of wings with Westbrook and Moon, but my guess, power football right here for Farmington. Fox selling out, loading the box. Now they're going to go wide. And it's Moon. Moon, well, touchback, dives to the goal line. Touchdown, Knights. Moon in from a yard out. And Farmington breaks back on top by a score. Knights, 19. Fox, 13. 7:37 remaining in the fourth.
Well, a heck of a play in Farmington's offense. Looking a little lethargic there on the first part of this series. Looked like they were going to be forced to punt. Huge penalty gives them another opportunity, and they make the most of it.
And, Luke, I think write this down on this drive recap. The 15-yard late hit by Fox, really the catalyst for the Farmington touchdown on that drive.
Oh, yeah.
Parker Hastings is on for the extra point. He punches this one up and through. So Farmington converts this time, and the Knights on top by 7. 20-13. 7:37 remaining in the fourth. We got a burner in Arnold. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Many mortgage lenders sell the servicing rights to the loans they make. There's nothing wrong with that unless you have a loan problem. Then it can become a nightmare trying to reach a person who cares about your problem and, more importantly, is willing and able to work with you to solve that problem. At New Era Bank, we proudly state that we service the loans we make. Local people you can count on are here to help you if and when you have a need. That's what personalized customer service is all about. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
School is back in session and school sports are off and running. Soon the weather will be getting cool and a nice warm school jacket will feel really good for those after-the-game celebrations. Hastings Unlimited at our new location, 120 East 1st Street in downtown Farmington, is your school jacket headquarters for all area schools. Along with school jackets, we have promotional products for school booster clubs. There are thousands of products your school mascot can go on and use for fundraisers. Hastings Unlimited, 120 East 1st in Farmington.
Graduation of Braden Krause. We did wonder about the kicking game, and Parker Hastings is 2 for 2. He didn't get an opportunity to kick that other extra point because it was a snap that never came through, a hold that never came down, but Parker's had 2 tries at extra points, and he wants to go in.
Yeah, they've been strong right there, and we haven't seen him try like a field goal attempt yet, where we know Braden, he has a school record for that field goal. We may not see him get that kind of an opportunity, but they were right now on the kickoff, so we didn't get the job done and the extra point.
Hastings was a little better each time he tried to execute the kickoff. They kicked it away here, left to the right side. Farmington leads 20-13, and Parker swings that left foot, and he knocks this one high into the sky, and he drives Pistone all the way back into the end zone. Well, we bragged him up at the right time, didn't we?
Right on cue right there. That did look like a breaking crash shot right there. You take one of those every time.
Well, Luke, let's recap that touchdown drive. And Farmington did a nice job. They got a little help.
They sure did. It was a 60-yard drive, 9 plays. The first 4 of them didn't look like much for Farmington. It looked like they were going to be forced to punt with a personal foul. 15-yard penalty gives Farmington a new set, and they make the most of it. A big pass to number 6 out there.
Yep, Freddie Bankhead.
Freddie Bankhead had a great catch there on a curl route. And then tapping Westbrook on the option, Friedmeier brings it down to the goal line, and Braden Moon puts it in on the old option play.
What a break time out, and we're going to take a look at the Presbyterian Manor scoreboard coming up for you right here. We'll take a 30-second pause. We'll move you back. We'll check out that scoreboard. 20-13, Farmington leads, 7:37 remaining in the fourth. Fox football in 30 seconds.
Your local County Do-It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale are proud to be sponsors of high school sports and wish the best to everyone participating in tonight's game. If you're thinking about building, remodeling, or have a special project in mind, stop by your local County Do-It Centers. You'll find everything you need and more. Check out their updated paint department. Their Do-It Best quality paint line is one of the fastest-growing private brands in the industry. Your local County Do-It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale will have what you're looking for, and they're proud to be sponsors of high school athletics.
America, the way you want to live, go to farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org.
All right, right now we have Central Rebels over Sullivan right now, 21-6 in the third quarter. The North County Raiders taking second, 21-0 in the third quarter.
All right, we'll check it out after this play. It's Tony Loftus, one down the far sideline. He's got a man wide open, and he connects. A perfect pass to Carson Groat. And a huge pickup of 34 yards down the right sideline.
Boy, that was a good-looking ball, a nice fade to the sideline there. That was the big tight end we liked over there. He made a nice play in the first half. Even better one right there.
Every time Fox has needed a big play, there's Tony Pistone.
Yeah, Carson Groves coming up big again.
I think a little bit surprising by that the Farmington defensive backs got beat that bad on that one, Luke. Power football here, alignment anyway, split backfield, and Niebert, that's the middle of that Farmington front. I think Charles Cook and Alex Stacey, Chase Fishbeck, and on the outside, Alex Greco, Nathan Winkleystein out there, Cody Friedmeier. I think for the most part, this line's done a pretty nice job.
It sure has. Been able to really get some holes opened up, and Gavin Duncan, he's been able to crash through and wreak some havoc there in the back of that backfield today.
Give you another quick little update on the scoreboard. After this play, on a 2nd and 7, split backfield once again, Bloomer and Niebert, and they give us to Niebert, and he goes off tackle left side, and thankfully for Tappan Restbrook, he just got a little bit lower right there, and he submarined it. What do you see on the scoreboard? Anything else, Luke?
Oh, yeah, St. Genevieve Dragon hosting Dexter tonight. They're up 14-0 St. Genevieve in that one. Fredertown, Kennett is winning that one 35-10.
Check out the Presbyterian Manor scoreboard anytime you like by going to MyMoInfo.com. Greg will be running that down, coming up on the Info show as well. 6:10 remaining in the fourth quarter. Fox trying to drive for the equalizer, maybe the go-ahead. Hit the keeper by Pistone. Pistone, he is such a good ball handler there and a playmaker and a great back, a fake to Bloomer. And then he scampered around the right end for 5 yards and one of those follow-up anchor first downs.
Sure was a nice play in. Fox Warriors having no problem moving the ball right here after the big pass play, just really just chipping away at it. Time for the Farmington defense to really lock down.
So Pistone and company with another first down. They drive it a little deeper into Farmington territory, down to the Farmington 32-yard line. Pistone gives it straight up ahead to Niebert again. Niebert stopped initially, but this dude is thick now. He probably goes to 20 there. He's packed in. He shoves it forward for about 4 yards.
Yeah, the guy stays low to the ground there and just lowers his shoulder pads. And, you know, he might only be a 2 or 3 yards at a time, but you're going to feel it if you're on that defensive side.
You are. So it's 2nd and 7. Nybert and Bloomer, the split back. Pistone comes down under center. And over on the right side, he's got Carson Groves.
Carson took a long pass for a first down to start this drive to give us to Nybert again, and Nybert falls forward for another four-yard gain there.
Just kind of chipping away there, 3 or 4 yards at a time. That's a Fox will take it right now. If there's 5 minutes left in this game, they just need to get in the end zone. They don't want to get Farmington the ball back for too much time if they do score.
Not before broadcast, Luke, it shaped up to be a very competitive game. It's been that way the entire way.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun to watch here and heck of a ball game here in week one.
Officials looking for a timeout. It'll be an official timeout. They'll be stepping something or setting something or whatever it is they've got to do, and that gives us a chance. And Colts Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. We'll have the Colts Tractor and Equipment football roundtable Tuesday night over at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll miss that this year. Central Area College and Farmington among our sponsors. Farmers Mutual, St. Genevieve. Buckley Towing and Park Hills, and Innovative Warehousing and Distribution. And sponsors. And now, after all that, a timeout. Let's take it with them. 4:34:53 remaining in the fourth frame. 20-13. Farmington leads. Cox driving. Farmington territory. We're back in a minute on KREI.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manor's Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Club last year, and a team that went all the way to the district championship game in Class 5. These Knights have fought them pretty well here tonight.
Yeah, and then similar to last year's opening week, you remember Farmington went up and played LaVue, who had just been in the state semifinals in Class 5 the previous year before that. Took care of business in a close game, 17-14. Farmington got out of this one. They're looking for the same result tonight against Fox.
And I know 4:53 remaining in regulation, but if you take a look at the other numbers, that means we've got a long way to go because it's a 20-13 ball game with the Knights on top and Fox now driving it in Farmington territory. Fox has the football down at the Farmington 26-yard line, and they've got a 3rd-and-3 upcoming. After the timeout, they'll bring that split backfield with Sassoni under center. You've got Nybert and Bloomer as the running back there. Sassoni pulls it, runs it, left tackle, he's gone. Sassoni to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. 4:46 remaining in the fourth. We're an extra point away from another tie.
Boy, Tony Sassoni's just taking over this game on offense. Running away from the Farmington Knights, their 25-yard run.
Wow.
And there's where special team comes up big, Chad.
Yep, you're right, Luke. Tony Sassoni, 16 carries, 142 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's on your off your Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. Nate Johnston comes in to try to tie it up. 4:46 remaining in the fourth. From here on out, yes, points will be important, but so will clock management. Here comes the snap. It's a good one. The hold is down, and the kick sails. Up and through. We're tied at 20. 4:46 remaining in regulation. Back to your kickoff in a minute on KREI.
Whatever vehicle you drive, family car, pickup, sports car, over-the-road transport, wheel alignment is important. Misalignment can cost you a bundle and reduce tire life. Look at the position of your steering wheel, and on a straight road, if it's off-center, you have a problem. Braylers in Farmington can cure your problem. They carry most popular brands of passenger, light truck, and big truck tires like Continental, General, and many others. Come see us at Braylers, just a little south of the 221 exit in Farmington, and visit Braylers.com.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563
for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Hackinger kickoff for Tide at 20 apiece. That's the way we've been all night. Touchdown here, touchdown there. Touchdown here, touchdown there. Neither one has been able to push away by more than a score. Fox and Farmington Tide at 20. Fox kicking it away to the night. Fox kicks it right to left as we look at it. It's a short kick. It's a squib kick. And it's taken by the up man for the night, Becco. They submarine down at the 35-yard line. Boy, Fox needed a score. They got it in a hurry, Luke.
Yeah, they sure did. Another long drive, and that's something that kind of sticks out here. Farmington giving up two long drives here in the second half. 80 yards this time, only six plays. Big pass from Sony to Carson Gross, kind of set it up, and then he takes it in the rest of the way for the touchdown there, the 25-yard run. This game is tied 20-20 in the fourth quarter.
Why you play, right?
Yeah.
Riedmeier going to operate this offense. He's got Duncan behind him. Got Donovan Howard on that left wing. He'll go with Duncan. Duncan straight through the middle, plowing ahead. Double team, triple team, quadra team. It's only the last man there. But a gain of four. Not a bad start for Duncan. He's got 13 carries. He's got 99 yards.
Well, you know that the Fox defense has to be keen on Gavin Duncan. He's had a big game tonight. Some of these other guys are going to have to come up big here and help him out. He's still getting yards. I mean, they haven't totally shut him down yet.
Riedmeier operating the spear option offense. Duncan behind him once again on a second and five. Boone's the motion man this time. They pitch it to him, catches it in the backfield, looking for a block. Has one. He pushes it out close to the first down marker, and I think he might have it on a gain of five.
Braden Moon coming up big and some key roles here tonight. He had a couple of great catches the first half, a touchdown run on the last possession right there, a big first down.
Moved the sticks for Farmington. That is a big first down. First down brought to us by Caldwell Banker. In Farmington, selling a community 1 yard at a time. Back 8, 5 yards. Timeout by the officials, a timeout by Fox. We'll take it with them. 3:58 remaining in regulation, 20-20. Farmington football, first and 10 at their own 46. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Gavin Duncan, the fullback for Farmington. Friedmeier, the trigger man for this option attack. Greco's wide to the right. Westbrook wide to the left side. Friedmeier under center, first and 10 from their own 46-yard line. They're going to fake the pitch this time to Howard, and instead they'll come back down underneath on the counter play. Gain of just a few yards for the Knights right there. That's Robbie Simmons, first time we've seen him. Kind of waiting around to see maybe if Howard might get a touch plus one.
He's been out there on the field, hasn't seen a whole lot of touches on offense, though.
Couple of yards for Simmons right there, second and eight. Friedmeier, the quarterback, looks for Duncan, pulls it, runs it, broke a tackle, and now wiggles his way downfield. He didn't look like he had a whole lot of room to operate, and he gained 6 yards.
Sure did, made the most out of everything. You know, we talked earlier about him picking a lane and just going with it that time. Field kind of worked out for him as he made a few juke moves and was able to hit up close to that first down marker.
And Luke, we keep an eye on the clock right now, too, because Farmington with nearly half a field and got to navigate 45 yards and under 3 minutes to go. We're tied at 20.
You may see that field goal attempt yet.
He sure might. Duncan, the power back, he's usually good for a yard, but a flag before the play, this would be one that I think that would harm the Knights even more than it would Fox. Farmington looking at a third and one that would turn it into a third and six,
yep.
And Farmington jumped a costly error by the Knights. Costly error by those Knights.
Fox had a costly error on the Farmington's last possession.
Yeah.
Farmington kind of shoots himself there in the foot.
And then sportsmanlike, well, it was a personal foul, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was on Farmington's last drive, and Fox helped him there. Now Farmington, well, not quite to the degree of a personal foul, but returning the favor.
Sure, when
you're
at third and one, now you're at third and six, yeah. Here at the midfield. You have the clock running.
27 remaining in the fourth quarter. Friedmeier down under center. And Friedmeier going to roll to the right side. He's under heavy pressure. Throws it, and the ball in and out of the hands of a defender, and then in and out of the hands of the wide receiver, Tappan Westbrook. And now you probably have to punt. We will see, though. I would think if they were thinking two-down territory all along, Luke, I would have expected a running play on third down. That ball in and out of the hands of the defensive back and the wide receiver right there. And we've got 2 minutes and 17 seconds remaining in regulation. And Farmington, their punt formation starts out with their regular offensive formation. So we'll have to wait and see as Friedmeier comes down under center. And then he will back up. Sony will drop deep to safety in the dangerous return man who has three rushing touchdowns tonight. Friedmeier boots this away. Goes to the right side of Pasoni, but he grabs it at the 15. Pasoni dodges to the right side, picks up one block, now two. Pasoni across the 30, to the 35, 36-yard line, and finally dumped right there by the Farmington coverage team. And if you're Tony Pasoni, senior leader and the All-State defensive back, you're saying in week one, give me a tie score with 2 minutes left in the fall, and I'll take you home.
No, isn't this the kind of stuff that they write about in the newspaper the next day? It's what everything you want if you're a senior quarterback on opening night of the season here. As you said, 2 minutes and a chance to win the game on the last drive.
Thank a few sponsors now that we have just a moment. And we'd like to thank Farmington Building Supply and Farmington Mascot Excavating and Calling in Farmington, Codine Memorial Chapel in Farmington, Caldwell Banker, Olsey Real Estate in Farmington, our first down sponsor, AP Automotive in Farmington, Sam Sism Ford in Farmington, and his Brooke Evans Pizzeria. In Farmington. Fox football, their last drive went pretty quick. As Pasoni is down under center, he runs a keeper, he jumps! Boom, tackled him right at the line of scrimmage.
Farmington's got two timeouts now. They could use them here. Fox is down to one. Just under 2 minutes to play here.
Nice play by Moon. As Luke told us, we're taking under 2 minutes to play here. Just one timeout for Fox. Farmington with two, he said. And a second and 10 upcoming. Might have been the same play that Pasoni ran for a touchdown earlier. Pasoni down under center, split back, gives it to Nybert straight up the gut. Nybert slams his way forward for a 5-yard gain. Nybert now with his 10th carry. He's got 42 yards rushing, and the clock continues to tick, tick, tick.
Yeah,
a minute and 20 seconds remaining.
Doesn't look like Coach Kruppi's interested in stopping the clock for Fox. He's playing. The defense is going to play for the overtime.
Now, if Fox doesn't pick up the first down here, then maybe you think about it. But Pasoni keeps it, and he's tackled after just a 2-yard game, and I think now you have to call a timeout. And they do.
Yep.
I think that was Moon again, was it not, Luke?
It looked like it, yeah. He's made a couple of nice plays there on a big series there, and everybody's on the edge of their seats. I don't think he's got a heck of a showdown here in week one.
Sure do. I want to know, and we'll find out soon, but I want to know who's going to be the return man on the punt.
Well, I think you got to put Donovan Howard back there, don't you?
Well, I think you do. We've already seen his skill as a return man in the kickoff return game. We saw it last year when he had a touchdown. They took one back. They took one back 70 yards on the final play of the first half. Here, instead, they'll go Tyson Gray. They'll go Tappan Westbrook. If Farmington gets a good return here, Luke, a minute is enough time to do something with. And that huge punter at 6'8", 40 Barnes. steps back in. Westbrook and Tyson Gray, the deep men for the night. We're tied at 20. 61 seconds left. Barnes going to punt this from our right to our left. Puts his left foot in it. It's high in the sky. Gray lets it bounce. Lets it bounce again, and it's covered up at the 10-yard line. You know what? Farmington Luke is just going to have to hope that there's a big hole up the middle, because job number one, if you're the Knights, you don't do anything remotely dangerous here.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not whenever you're backed up against your own end zone. Fox only has one timeout left. Wouldn't be surprised if Farmington maybe just take a knee here. I wouldn't even be surprised if they even risk handing it at all.
Yep. And they just do that. 51 seconds left. Fox could stop at one time if they wanted to. They've got one timeout. So the Knights will not utilize victory formation anyway. They will come tight with both wingbacks tight in the formation. Friedmeier gets the snap, and he gives it off to Duncan. Duncan just pushes through the middle of the line. Now here's what's nice about that. Duncan's got himself a 100-yard game.
There you go. I had a feeling he was probably going to get a couple more opportunities in overtime. So that's going to be the case.
I think you're right. 102 yards rushing for Gavin Duncan. Good work there. And we look as though we'll be going to overtime here in week number one. Farmington of Fox on KREI. 22 seconds remaining in regulation. Farmington football. Second and seven. Duncan, the fullback. It's a keeper by Friedmeier. And Friedmeier is barreling his way to a first down. He gained 7 yards. And the clock all the way down now to 6 seconds remaining. Timeout by the officials as they'll move to six. Farmington may not run another play as we may be headed to overtime. They can if they want to. And the clock will tick down, and the Knights do not appear like they will get into an offensive set. And guess what? Regulation's not enough. We're going to overtime in week number one. Farmington and Fox. We thought it would be a good one. We didn't know it would be this good. Overtime in 1 minute on KREI.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbags, side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Tied at 20, and we're going to an extra in the regulation here at Fox. Farmington and Fox in week number one on KREI. Let's go to your Presbyterian scoreboard now. Presbyterian Manors is in America. Where you want to live, go to farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Go to mimoinfo.com and check out the scoreboard, Luke.
All right, we had Valley Catholic taking on St. Vincent, and Valley Catholic, the team state champs, taking care of business 68-0 in that game in the fourth quarter. Fredericktown still trailing Kennett 49-10 in the third quarter of that game. St. Genevieve Dragons 14-0 over Dexterville in the fourth quarter.
Games out there. Toasty, I think, was engaged in a pretty good battle.
Yeah, we have Toasty. And Owensville, it's 18-21. Owensville on top by three in the fourth quarter.
Wow, that's a good one, too. That's over on J98 Web TV at MimoInfo.com. Luke, the coin toss here to start overtime is really pretty simple. If you win it, you say, I want the ball second.
Absolutely. In high school football, each team gets possession, and basically, if you score, the other team doesn't score, you win.
Pretty much. And that's why you want it second, is because you want to see what happens on that first possession. You want to see how many points you need, or if you need the extra point, or need to go for two, or however that may shake out. And then so whoever wins the coin toss will invariably say, we want the ball second, and then the other side will pick what end of the field you want to play on. I don't know if it makes a difference.
Not a lot of wind. We had a little bit of a crosswind earlier. Looks like the flag's still blowing a little bit.
Let's recap the scoring, Luke, because either team ever led by more than a touchdown.
No, it sure didn't. And actually, Farmington scored his first touchdown off of a Fox fumble. Fox was backed up in their own territory and gave it to Farmington on the 10-yard line. They were able to punch it in from there, go up 7-0. It looked like Farmington was actually kind of in control of the game for most of that first half, but Fox got a great opportunity there late in the second quarter. They were able to put together a nice drive, a 48-yard drive, and Tony tied things up there. Going right into halftime, we almost seen Donovan Howard actually return that ensuing kickoff. By the time expired, he got tackled. And then as we go into the third quarter, Farmington gets back on top. It's an 11-yard run from Duncan. They missed the PAT there after that. But Fox answers it right back again, a 38-yard run from Tony Pistone. They missed the PAT, so we're at 13. And then look, Farmington, looked like Fox really had control of this thing. Their defense is really pressured. Farmington could get anything going on offense. And we've seen a fourth down personal foul on Fox. It's Farmington's new life to take advantage of it. And scoring play, Braden Moon runs it in from 1 yard out. Farmington's on top, 20-13. They're not done yet. The Fox Warriors answer back. Tony, one more time, 25 yards out. Ties this game up, 20-20, and we're in overtime.
Here we go, and Fox has the football first, and there's Tony Pistone going to work again. He's got that tandem backfield. He hands it off. And now he flips it back on the option play. The ball is on the deck, and it's a loss. It's probably 8 yards as Pistone was hit as he pitched it. The ball sails by Zach Bloomer, and Bloomer has to kneel down at the 35-yard line to loss of 10 on the first play.
Wow, not the way you wanted to go if you're Fox. And if Plums could have recovered and ended that position for Fox right there, boy, that would have been huge. Not the way you want to go if you're Fox, but a huge play for Farmington, though.
So a mistake by Fox to start out the overtime frame, but same mistake. Farmington with good pressure on the quarterback, and a good defensive play figured into that. Pistone has two running backs here, Nybert and Bloomer. He's got a wide receiver off to the left. And that was Gross, who caught a long ball earlier. They throw it up for Gross right here, but there's a whistle before the play ever develops.
I believe that was another penalty on Fox there. I think there's a little bit of a jump front on the offensive line there.
Exactly what happened, Luke, at the false start against Fox. Fox starting this overtime frame by going backwards, and if you're Farmington here, you're saying no big play.
You're right, absolutely right. They went 25 yards to score. They're at 40 yards to score now.
The Farmington defense looking for a stop here in the first session of overtime. And a wide receiver wide on the left side, Josh Schumeyer. The man in the slot there is Carson Gross. They spread him out. Still two running backs in the backfield for Pistone. Pistone drops back. He's going to lop this one down that far sideline, and a ball nearly intercepted by Tappan Westbrook, and did a tremendous job of diving out of bounds. It was Moon that dove out of bounds. I believe it was Westbrook, the guy that was hand-fighting with the wide receiver all the way down the field. And I think, Luke, the coverage that time was perfect in the fact that it got as physical as it could possibly get without drawing the foul.
It was Braden Moon on the coverage. Westbrook safety came over, almost got the pick there, it looked like, as he dove out of bounds. You're right. Great coverage there, and there's nowhere to go.
We think about our Unico Bank plays of the game. This could be one of them right here. It's a third and 25 in overtime here for the Fox Warriors. They're going to whip this ball out to the left side. And the ball is a forward pass, but barely, and in and out of the hands of the wide receiver, Carson Gross. So the ball is incomplete. And really pretty simple right now, Luke Bell, because you're too far back for a field goal. You're looking for a Hail Mary, a hook and ladder, something like that.
And the Fox is fourth down at about 35 yards, but here in overtime, there really isn't no exchange of field possession. Farm possession is going to start from the 25, just like Fox did. So yeah, if you're Farmington, you just pass something down if it's coming to the end zone.
Chase Waters, tight end that runs a 4-6 over on an island on the left side. Pistone actually will work from the shotgun. We've only seen that a handful of times. He's got three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. He's under a little bit of pressure. He rolls right. He throws it down the field, and Farmington's defense is all over it, and the ball is incomplete. And the Knights defense has held at the end of our first overtime frame, as the Knights will now have the football back, as Luke told us, at the 25-yard line going toward the Fox end zone.
Yeah, and surprisingly, that ball was going downfield for none other than Landon Wilson, number 99, the big guy going down trying to get the Hail Mary catch there. Didn't come up with it. Nice job by Farmington's defense there on that first overtime.
Well, if Fox has taught Farmington anything on that first possession, Luke, first thing that you do is not make errors.
Yeah, take care of the football, just move forward. Get yourself in scoring position here.
So Friedmeier leads the troops out. He's got Westbrook to his left at a wingback position, Moon to his right, Duncan the fullback, Westbrook the motion man, to give us to Duncan. Duncan slams through, game four, maybe five, pushing down toward the 20-yard line.
Already 4 yards closer than Fox ever was at the end zone.
I don't think anything would make Eric Kruppi happier than 5 yards every time and slam it in.
Absolutely.
He's going to think that's pretty football.
That'd be a nice win here in week one. You come on the road for the second year in a row up here to the big 5A school.
So Duncan the fullback again. It's a second and five, a gain of five on first down. And Friedmeier keeps it this time. Friedmeier tries to lean forward, but he is wrapped up by Nybert. Nybert, we've seen him as a heavy hitter on the offensive side. Late in the game, he comes in as a defensive substitute and makes a big tackle on Friedmeier, stoning him for no gain.
Sure did. Big push up front from the Fox on this. You got to ask for your boys up front to give you one big push here if you're Farmington.
So Friedmeier comes down under center, third and five for the night. Duncan the fullback, Westbrook, the wing back to the left side, Moon's off to the right. Farmington's got Bankhead as a wide receiver to the right, Greco off the left side. And Friedmeier is back to pass. He slings it over the middle, and the ball is tipped by Pistone, and they're caught for a touchdown. It's tipped by Pistone and caught by Bankhead for a touchdown. The Farmington Knights win in the unlikeliest of ways. Tony Pistone, with six interceptions a year ago and an all-state safety, tipped it at the goal line and running underneath it is Teddy Bankhead. Farmington scores in overtime and wins it on the road in Fox in week number one, 26-20, the Knights win.
And what a game that was. And the whole Farmington sideline just rushing into the end zone to greet Teddy. Yeah, wow, what a Bankhead there. We hadn't heard a lot about this kid, but he came in and made a couple of nice receptions here in the second half. None bigger than that one right there. The game-winning touchdown in overtime.
How unlikely is that, Luke Bell, as Friedmeier threw it toward an all-state safety? Pistone had a great break on the ball, got his hands on it, but credit Bankhead with the concentration enough to track down that ball after it was deflected and score it for the win.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of luck. I think Teddy Bankhead had some right there. Heads up play to see that ball falling right into his hand. It's an unbelievable turn of events right there.
And you mentioned it, Luke, a tough luck overtime session for Fox. They start their overtime session on offense. They pitch it on the option. They lose 10 yards on an errant pitch and then lose it on a deflection on third down as Farmington takes their first overtime possession into the end zone for a touchdown. Let's step aside for 90 seconds. We'll be back to break it down for you on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with 3 homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
On AMA 100 KREI, we'll break down the numbers, but Luke, take us through that final drive for Farmington, the ultimate clincher for victory there.
It sure was. Farmington starts with overtime possession on the 25 as a standard. Tell you what, it only took 3 plays. We saw the handoff to Gavin Duncan. We thought maybe Farmington might just try to grind away and punch it in, sit on third down, the most unlikely of all plays there. Cody Friedmeier drives back, looks right, tears down the All-State safety, and Tony Pistone throws it right at him. Tony can't quite get it all. Tips it up in the air. Teddy banked that. It happens to be in the right spot at the right time in the end zone. Catches it right into his hands. Farmington walk-off win right here in Fox in week one, 26-1.
The Mops being right on the outskirts of I-55 as Farmington wins it in the end zone going toward the interstate. Let's break down the numbers for you now, and we'll do so on our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. Bloomsdale Bank connects to their customers since 1914. And our stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Farmington with 317 total yards. The Warriors with 257. Can't say enough about the effort of Tony Pistone tonight. 144 yards rushing. 3 touchdowns for him. He threw for 78. Bob Niebert rushed for 42 yards in his effort tonight. Carson Gross had a nice catch. 2 of them for 44 yards tonight. Kyle Darden had a grab for 27. For Cody Friedmeier, his first time as a true starter on this team, he passes 8 completions in 16 attempts, 90 yards, a touchdown to win it. Friedmeier rushes 17 times for 61 yards and a score. Gavin Duncan was maybe kind of the mailman tonight, I thought, Luke. 15 carries and 107, you know, the yeoman's effort for him in the score.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Gavin Duncan was the anchor in this offense. And they tried some things that weren't working. They always went back to Gavin, and he was able to get stuff done. Defense honest, and even whenever they knew he was coming, sometimes that wasn't enough. He ran right over.
So the Utico Bank play of the game. Think we need any discussion on this one?
I think no doubt about it there. Teddy Bankhead, Kurt Friedmeier, Teddy Bankhead, right there. I'm still speechless. I'll tell you what.
Utico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or commercial loan, Utico Bank. Utico Bank banking with people like you. It was a 20-yard touchdown strike as Farmington wins it in overtime. Friedmeier off the hands of Pistone into the hands of Bankhead as Farmington wins it and moves to 1-0 on the season. 26-20, tonight's win, moves to 1-0. The Fox 4 years tough luck losers tonight. They are 0-1. Coming up next week, we'll have our Heart Walk game up at North County. That'll be a fun one.
Always a great time. The great rivalry between Farmington and North County during week two. And like I said, the annual Heart Walk, always a lot of good stuff there and for a real good cause.
Great win on the road at a large school as Farmington heads north. It's a little bit like a team we followed last year.
Yeah,
and an incredible catch. We saw an incredible touchdown catch last year.
Yeah,
we saw one tonight.
Tell you what, it is. And what a great win there. And a lot of confidence, I imagine, with this team to win in that fashion. And you guys are going to have a fun weekend following that win. But we'll be back to next week to be ready for the Raiders.
All right, we invite you to tune in to our End Zone show tonight. As Greg Armbruster will have our End Zone show for us tonight and every night, our Homeschools and Spas End Zone show, Homeschools and Spas in Ludington. Take the backyard of paradise for your whole family with a cooler spa for Homeschools and Spas. Make your vacation a destination right outside your back door. Everybody's going to Homeschools and Spa in Ludington. Our thanks to Nick Hobbs tonight, doing a great job keeping us on the air. He let us know what we were supposed to do out of here. He pulled all the right levers, pushed all the right buttons for us back at the studio. And my thanks to Luke Mel, our the first 6 people together.
Yeah, he's number 6.
Well, we started it off right.
I know, I tell you what.
And overtime went on the road.
No kidding.
That's Fox, our final score for the final time. Farmington 26, Fox 20. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I hope your home team did well. Now I'm going to go join mine.